Resort and Casino is offering free seatings at our fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th, beginning at 9 a.m.
Seatings every 2 hours.
Buffet includes an array of sides and desserts, along with our signature omelet station and prime rib. Serve aside all-you-can-eat crab. Let us do all the preparing as you celebrate the mothers in your life.
Reservations highly suggested.
Book online at WinRiver.com or by calling 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For complete menu prices and seating, download the Wind River app and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to your solution for home improvement, home decor, home repair, home maintenance. If you've got a question about how to get something done around your house, you are in exactly the right place because that's what we do, and we've been doing this for over 20 years. So I guess some people are finding some benefit in what we have to say as we sort of yawn on about things all weekend long. If you've got something you'd like to get done, reach out. Let us know. We'd love to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, but you can get your answer quicker if you post it to the Money Pit app by going to moneypit.com/ask. Hey, coming up on today's program, how's that spring cleaning going? What? It's not? It's probably most of us, but we thought we'd start the show off with five easy clutter buster tips, which I thought were pretty unique, pretty original, and definitely could help you out.
And while it still might feel like winter outside, spring is going to come eventually, and that means all of that busy spring lawn and garden work is going to need to be done, whether you are ready or not. And now is the perfect time to get a head start on those projects. We're going to share what comes first.
And with all the spring rain, we tend to get a lot of damaged wood, and that can really detract from your home's value. But to make the fix, you first got to know what caused it. For example, was it caused by rot or termites? What exactly is rot? And what other kinds of bugs can eat wood? Well, we're going to sort out all the differences coming up so you know how to make the fix.
But first, do you guys need some help with a renovation, repair, or decor project? Well, we're here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So what are you working on? Give us a call. Let us know so we can help you out.
Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask or post your question on the app or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Peter in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
When we had first moved in, everything was cosmetically perfect. And now all of a sudden we've got cracks everywhere in our hardwood flooring and our crown molding. Now certainly we could live with a little cosmetic shifting, but it's so drastic, I'm wondering if there's a greater underlying problem here.
So the cracks in the molding, where are you seeing those cracks? Corners, is the top of the bottom of the molding separating from the wall? What are you seeing?
All in the bottom of the molding. However, okay. It could be anywhere. Corners, middle, anywhere.
Okay, and so you have cracks up at the crown molding, which is between the ceiling and the wall, but you also mentioned you had cracks at the floor. What are we seeing at the floor?
Yeah, it's more drastic. On the first floor is all hardwood flooring.
Right.
And like I said, it was seamless when we had moved in. Now, over the past 2 months, I'd say every third board has a gap in it. And the gap may be very slight, but some are as large as an eighth of an inch now.
Okay, so you've got some shrinkage in the floor and you've got some gaps in the wall. I mean, the entire house could be shrinking. What kind of heating system do you have, Peter?
It's electric heat.
Okay, electric heat. Forced air, radiators, what do you have?
Oh, it's forced air.
It's a very dry heating system. Well, I will say this, gaps around molding and gaps around floor and gaps in the crown molding, especially like along the walls, that's generally not the kind of crack that indicates structural movement. When you see walls, that sounds like shrinkage. When you see walls that are cracking at the corners or cracking above doorways, physically cracking inside the drywall itself, that's usually more of a concern. What you're describing to me sounds a lot more like shrinkage. That said, I would keep an eye on it. I mean, we're coming off of cold months. You have the heating system on. You're going to get a lot of shrinkage then, and you'll get more swelling in the summer as it gets more moist and humid out. So you can either keep an eye on it, see what happens, or if you want to get a structural opinion, what I would do is I would suggest that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.org, and look for a certified professional home inspector, an ASHI certified inspector in your area. These guys don't work on houses, so they'd have nothing to gain by finding things that need to be fixed. They're just there to diagnose. And I would say an ASHI certified inspector because they are clearly the best. In fact, my nephew was buying a house last week, and he's in the Air Force in Florida, and I helped him find an ASHI certified inspector there, and I saw the report, and I got to tell you, I said to him, you know what the name of my show is? He goes, Money Pit? I said, you got one. Because right. There was so much wrong with it. So I would definitely suggest monitoring it. And if you wanted to get an opinion on the structural aspects, bring in a professional home inspector and see what they have to say, okay?
All right, great. I appreciate your time, Tom and Leslie. Enjoy the show all the time.
Thanks very much, Peter. Have a great day.
Pam in Missouri is on the line with a lighting question. How can I help you today?
I have fluorescent lights in my kitchen and two other rooms, and they are recessed into the ceiling. They're the kind like you would put maybe into a shop, you know, the 3 or 4 foot long tubes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. P8 bulbs that I hear are going away. What can I do?
So are you having trouble finding the bulbs? Is that what you're concerned about?
I am not now, but I hear that they will be not used anymore.
Yeah, but they last so darn long. Why don't you just go shop online and buy a case of them and call it a day? You know, I mean, really, they'll be harder to find, but I mean, they're going to be available. There's a lot of industrial folks that use those in offices and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't fret too much about that. Listen, if you want to change your lights at some point, then you can plan that project. But I wouldn't tell you to rip out and remove all your lighting fixtures now just because you're worried about a supply problem. I just go pick up a case of these things. They last forever. And then put the project off until you're ready to do some real remodeling.
I'd rather do that because otherwise I'd have a big hole in the ceiling that would have to be
packed. Exactly. Well, it's a bigger project for you because they're built in. So you're going to have to take them out. You're going to have to drywall over the holes. It's a big job. So, no, I would just pick up a case of the bulbs and live with it for a while, okay?
Great. That's easy for me. Thanks.
Yeah, they're not too expensive. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
John in Wisconsin's on the line with a washer dryer question. Tell us what you're thinking about there.
We were thinking of putting a washer and dryer in our spare bedroom, and where we want it is next to an inner wall. And I was wondering if we vented it up through into the attic through the insulation so it'd come out on top, would that be damaging to the you know, it'd be too much moisture in there or not?
Now, would this still remain a guest room, or would this become a new snazzy laundry room?
Yeah, it'd be a laundry room. Yeah.
Generally, when you talk about resale value, the amount that you could possibly resell your house for directly correlates to the amount of bedrooms and bathrooms that you have. So, you know, you may want to start by talking with a local realtor who's familiar with, you know, home values in your neighborhood as to what the effect might be to removing a bedroom. Now, if you have no intention to sell and you've got this dream to have just a kick-butt gigantic laundry room with, you know, perhaps a sewing area and enough ironing space, you know, then this could be awesome for you guys.
Now, in terms of your technical questions, obviously you're going to have to get hot and cold water there. And you're going to have to get electricity there for your washer and your dryer and 240 volt if it's electric dryer. Venting was the one question you had. And can you go up through the wall into the attic? Yes, but you can't stop there. You have to continue with that vent, John, until it gets outside. You cannot dump the warm, moist, lint-laden dryer exhaust up into the attic, you've got to take it outside. So what you should do is only use solid metal piping, not flex ducting. Get it up in the attic and turn it 90 degrees and then run it across the floor, so to speak, above the joists and then out the sidewall of the house with a proper dryer vent termination on the outside of it. And, you know, the test is when you turn the dryer on, you look outside, you see the flap open up. You really don't want to have any restriction. It's very important you get that lint out because there's a lot of dryer fires that happen because people collect too much lint inside those pipes.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah, very good.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest, start to finished. Download that Angie app today.
And just ahead, spring cleaning and organization go hand in hand. But if clutter is king in your house, we're going to share some tricks to help you clean the slate next.
You live in a money pit.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we want to get you expert help for the care and feeding of your home and help you create that best home ever. Yeah, I joke about care and feeding with your home because
basically your house is like your biggest kid, and, you know, you feed them and take care of them for their whole lives, so got to do the same darn thing with your house.
Yeah, and a lot of times they just don't listen, you know?
Yeah, and then they never move out, which I guess you don't ever move out. Same difference, but you got to take good darn care of your house.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Colorado who's got a tricky, leaky shower. Let's see if we can help her find it.
I had a plumber come out once, and he said the pipe and the bottom where it comes out of the shower doesn't always hook up right, so he siliconed it, and it didn't leak. But now once in a while it's leaking again. Of course, it's upstairs, so I see it on a ceiling, and I'm wondering, is there some kind of a liner you can put down the pipe like they do for sewage lines that go out?
You're talking about the supply pipes, or you're talking about the shower stall?
I'm talking about the stall, the drain pipe.
Do you have? Is it a tile shower pan, or is it a like a plastic shower?
Yeah, it's one of the insert ones.
Those pans can develop cracks in them, and you have to figure out where that crack is. One way to try to figure out at least how high on the pan the crack is if you block the drain of the pan and fill it up with water and see if it leaks. If it doesn't leak, then the pan's fine. The next thing you have to do is move up with your sort of analysis, and now you're going to get into the seams of it. If you've got existing caulk, what I would recommend as a first step is to remove that caulk using caulk softener, and that will allow you to strip out everything that's there and start clean with some new good quality bathroom caulk that's got a mildicide built into it. And I would just caulk very carefully every single seam and also around all the pipes and the faucets and the fixtures where they come through. Because sometimes you get direct leaks where water fills up in the pan and leaks. And a lot of times, though, with showers, you'll get leaks when the water bounces off your body, hits one of those seams, works its way in behind the wall and down. So I would take out the existing caulk, re-caulk it, and check the shower pan for leaks. And somewhere in that analysis, you'll probably figure out what's going on.
Okay.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, a cluttered home can definitely leave you feeling stressed out, but clearing the deck of clutter is not something that has to have a huge commitment of your time. We've got 5 clutter-busting tips that can help you take on these projects a little bit at a time, courtesy of the experts at HouseLogic.com. Now, first of all, let's commit to the rule of 5. Every time you get up from your desk or walk through a room, put away 5 things. Simple as that. Or each hour, devote 5 minutes to decluttering. And by the end of the day, you're going to have cleaned for an hour. That's pretty good.
Absolutely. Next, be ruthless about your kitchen sink. You want to pledge to clear and clean that sink every day. This takes a couple of seconds more to place a dish in the dishwasher than dump it in the sink. And a clean sink will instantly raise your spirits and decrease your anxiety.
All right, here's another one. Put your photos away. Return to yesteryear when only photos of ancestors or weddings earned a spot. You want to put snapshots in a family album, which immediately declutters a lot of surfaces. I do that. I constantly, like, swap out photos that are framed, and sometimes I have, you know, 5 on one counter, and then sometimes I only make it 1. So, you know, got to change things up.
Next, unburden your refrigerator door. You know, they're just not designed to hold 100 photographs or magnets or menus or whatever else you've got sort of buckled to it. Unburden that door. Researchers found correlations between the number of items stuck to a fridge door and the amount of clutter throughout the house. So I guess if you've got a cluttered house, you probably have a cluttered fridge door, so you ought to be able to clear that slate as well.
And here's one that I use on the kids all the time. Test whether or not you're going to miss it. So take the things that you want to get rid of and, you know, hide them away. Put them in a box. Put them in a bag, whatever, and stash it away for 6 months, a year. If you don't go looking for it or if the kids don't ask where whatever is, they don't need it. You can get rid of it. It's definitely a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, and there's another sort of half step for that I read about. You could label another box for things that you want to keep, but not just look at. You could call that hide. put that away. At least you know you're not going to throw it out, but at least it's out of sight and maybe out of mind and make things look a lot neater inside your house.
Tim in Virginia is dealing with some stuck windows. Tell us what's going on.
I run into an issue a lot of times with some of the older homes that I have with the windows. For some reason, they are painted shut or nailed shut. But I'd like to know how I can resolve that, as well as some of these windows being dual pane windows with condensation already in them. Next to replacing them, what can I do to resolve that problem?
All right, two separate issues. First of all, I presume we're talking about old wood windows being painted shut. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You're going to need three things. You're going to need a putty knife, a wood block, and a hammer. Here's what you do. First of all, you take the putty knife and you run it in between the wood window sash and the frame all the way around as many places as you can. Wherever you can get that in there, wiggle it in there. That will free it up. And you take the block of wood and from the inside, you put it on top of the sash and you take the hammer and you make a quick rap where you're actually driving the window down as if you're trying to close it more. Do that on both sides, on both ends. And what that quick wrap does is it tends to break the paint seam that's sticking it to the sides. So if you run the putty knife around and you take the block of wood, give it a quick wrap downward, that should free up the bottom sash. A lot of people try to get their hands under the window and like push up. That tends to pull the wood frame of the window apart. But if you give it a shot down, which is somewhat counterintuitive, that works very well. Now, as far as the windows that you're dealing with that are thermal pane and the seals are failed, can't do anything about that. When they're failed, they're failed. And those windows would have to be replaced if you want them to be clear again.
Okay. All right. I will certainly put that to use probably within the next week or so with the new unit that I just purchased. Thank you so very much.
Joyce in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have an in-law apartment, and someone who was living there for a while was smoking. And we wanted to do whatever we could to get the smell of the smoke out of the apartment.
Do you have wall-to-wall carpet in there?
There is.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a problem because I'm sure the odor is into that carpet. So a couple of things you could do. First of all, if you're going to paint the apartment, you're going to want to prime all the walls first. Well, first of all, wash them down, then prime them with a good quality primer, then paint them. That will help seal in what's gotten into the walls. As far as the carpet, a good, thorough, deep steam cleaning of that. You may have to go over it a number of times to try to get as much dirt and debris and odor out of that carpet as possible. I mean, the best thing, if we have situations where this is a real problem, the carpet's kind of worn, we'll tell people to take it up and prime the subfloor underneath, believe it or not, to make sure we really seal out any of those odors that have soaked into the wood. But if you prime and paint the walls and if you steam clean the carpet, that's probably the best you can do. What about furniture? Is this place furnished? Do you still have the old furniture in there that the smoker lived with?
The only furniture that's really in there is a leather living room set.
Leslie, what do you think about that? Will the smoke odor go through the leather and get into the cushions?
You know, leather's such a natural surface that it is porous in its own right, and it depends on what the cushioning is on the inside. You know, you really have to be careful, and of course you can't really thoroughly clean leather because of its, you know, inherent natural qualities. You don't want it to stain. You might want to see what those cushions are like on the inside. Take out the inserts. If you can replace those, that could be a huge help.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Up next, while it might still feel like winter outside, spring is on the way, and that means the busy spring lawn and garden jobs that need to be done now, whether you're ready or not.
That's right. Up next, we're going to share some tips to help you get a jump start on those landscaping projects in today's Home Solution Tip, presented by Angie.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
Mark in West Virginia is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if I could put a metal roof over top a shingle roof without removing the shingled roof.
Well, you can, but why do you want to do that, Mark? It's kind of sloppy.
I've never worked with metal. I didn't know if you could do it that way, because you can shingle over. I know, asphalt shingles, you could put another layer over top of it. Just getting rid of them, the hassle of getting rid of them at a landfill.
Technically, you can, but I just think it's going to be a neater, cleaner, more professional job if you take off the asphalt shingles, and they're not that hard to remove.
Yeah, and you don't know how many layers are underneath your existing roof. Plus, I mean, I don't know really, but I'm imagining that a metal roof is going to have some weight to it, and, why put that extra stress on the structure? And it's a lifetime roof. You're looking at 50 years on a metal roof, so.
How about cutting it? Any special tools? You have any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, it's all done with shears. And
yeah.
you can use hand shears, and you can use power shears. But, when you work with that stuff all the time, you have the tools that you need to do that. But that's what you're going to have to cut it with.
Well, thanks. Thank you for the info, and I appreciate it.
Amy and I was on the line with a question about a dirt basement. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. I recently had purchased an old farmhouse, and in the basement it has a dirt floor. And I was wondering if I should lay concrete on it or if I could lay that thick plastic and put gravel on top to help with the radon and try to keep some of the heat in there.
Do you know that you have a radon problem?
Well, I don't. They talk about it in Iowa being an issue, and with it being a dirt floor, I didn't know if that was something I should have tested first or go ahead and just lay the plastic in the rock and be...
I would definitely test, because you don't know what you're dealing with. You may have to put stone down and then put a concrete floor and then do a ventilation system where you draw the gas up off from underneath the concrete. So the first thing you have to do is test. So do it yourself or hire somebody and do it right. The testing has to be done under closed building conditions with all the windows and doors closed except for a normal exit and entry. And find out what you're dealing with, and then you could take the appropriate steps after that. But don't just put it down, thinking that if you have a radon problem, it's going to solve it, because, frankly, it may not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Well, as the saying goes, the early bird gets the worm, and that holds true for spring landscaping projects, too. We're going to help you get ready right now in today's Home Solution Tip presented by Angie.
That's right. If you wait until the warm weather is here, you're not going to be able to achieve all of your dream goals for your outdoor spaces. Starting now by picking your materials and your team will set you on that road to success.
Now, first up, remember that researching and planning has to be done first, and early spring is the best time to do just that. So start looking into plants you're interested in and think about trouble spots in your yard that you'd like to improve.
All right. Second, you've got to build your team. Don't wait until the busy season to start talking with a contractor. They get busy in the spring as well. So get them while they've got the time to work with you and book your project early.
And third, once you've done your early planning, it's smart to line up all the landscaping products you need. So head on out to your local garden store or nursery early for the best selections and order materials early so they have time to be delivered.
You're going to find these and other great tips to make your spring landscaping project a success in the Solution Center at Angie.com.
And that's today's Home Solution Tip presented by Angie. When it comes to home projects, they know you want to nail it every time. And Angie does that heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
Scott in Michigan is on the line with a garage door that just loves to stay frozen shut. Tell us what's going on.
We have half of our basement is our garage. So on three sides, there's two sides are dirt, one side is the house, and then above is the house. Cars, we park two cars in there in the winter. Snow melts off the cars, ends up freezing the doors to the ground. So we end up salting and, getting the ice gone and then having to shovel it back out.
What kind of a seal do you have on the bottom of the garage doors?
They are old school wood doors, so they just have like a rubber seal on the bottom, nothing fancy. But since there's no center drain, it's slope for the water to drain out the front of the doors.
Have you thought about replacing those rubber gaskets?
Yep, and that's what we're kind of at the thing where we need to replace the doors because they're getting in worse shape every year. But we don't want to put the money into the doors if we're just going to, you know, put new seals on it. We're just going to hold the water inside then.
Well, I mean, rubber gaskets are designed not to stick to ice, so that might solve part of the problem here. And if you're thinking about new doors, just replacing the gaskets, if you want to buy yourself a year or so, is not going to add to a big expense. You know, we're talking about probably $20, $30 in gasket material here, and you can do the job yourself.
But do you think that would just hold the water inside and then it would just be an ice dam inside it and freeze?
No, it's not that much of a gasket. It'll let the water run wherever the water wants to run. It just, I don't think that doors will stick to it as well.
But how's the water, I guess, how's it going to get outside?
If the water is just sitting there, there's going to be no way for you to drain it and have it run outside. One thing that you could do is you could add garage tiles to the floor. Garage tiles are a floor made specifically for garages that sit up about a half inch or so off of the floor, or three quarters inch off of the floor. And those are good because the water will drain through the tiles and kind of sit below them until it evaporates away. There's a lot of different styles and colors online, and they can actually be quite attractive and look kind of cool as well.
Okay. Thank you.
What are you guys working on this spring weekend? You are listening to The Money Pit, which is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, damaged wood can detract from your home's value, but to make that fix, you've got to know the cause. Like, is it rot? Is it termites? We're going to tell you how you can spot the difference in today's smart spending tip next.
You live in a body pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you know what? You can listen when you want to the Money Pit when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage, and mine, they for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house than the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I looked online and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes, I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I would want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company, has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you could try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, after a long, cold, wet winter, spring is the perfect time to check your home's exterior for damage. But how do you tell the difference between wood that's rotted and wood that's been damaged by insects? Either way, the wood's got to be repaired, but if insects are the attacker of that wood, you're also going to need to call in a pest professional to make sure that they don't come back.
Now, if the wood is rotted, it's going to look spongy, almost like cork. But if the wood's been attacked by wood-destroying insects, that damage is going to have a definite pattern to it. So think about the rings of a tree, right? You have the thin rings, and those are the hard, slow winter growth. And then you get the thick rings, which are the soft, fast summer growth. Now, both carpenter ants and termites will eat that soft summer growth and then leave that thin winter growth alone. So it'll be definitely a very distinct pattern in the type of damage. Plus, termites will also leave some mud or sand behind because they use that sand to build tunnels that help keep them protected while they go about munching away. It helps keep them moist and protected from the sun.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you so much, termites.
It's their outside coat.
Here's one more tip when it comes to wood rot damage. Many people refer to this as dry rot, but that's really a misnomer. Dry rot is nothing more than rotted wood that has dried out. So rot needs moisture to develop, and besides the repair, you're going to need to protect that wood with a proper finish to keep it from happening again and, well, again and again. All right, now we've got Jim on the line from Ohio who's dealing with a high water table.
Hi, our sump pump runs like crazy, and we've tried to make sure that the drainage is a little far away from the foundation. We even went so far as to get the basin sealed, waterproofed, all that stuff, which I think we wasted our money on. But nonetheless, sump pump runs like crazy, all these things that have been addressed. It's just, and everybody says around here, it is a hugely high water table, if that makes sense.
So does your basement leak more after hard rain?
Nope.
So the rainfall is consistent?
Right.
So this could be the unique situation where you really truly do have a high water table. If you get basement leakage and precipitation that is worse after snowmelt or rainfall, then it's almost always gutter problems or problems with drainage, angle of the grade, that sort of thing.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, we took your advice from past shows and I had all that stuff addressed because it is such a common issue, but this is the oddball. You know, leave it to us to have the oddball.
If you truly do have a high water table and you have a subsurface drainage system in below the floor of the basement, then that's pretty much all that you really can or should be doing right now. Is the water evidencing itself in some way? Is it coming up beyond the floor?
No. It stays in the sump well, but I know my pump's not going to last forever. We've gone through 7 or 8 of them in 12 years.
Take a look at the pumps that are made by Wayne, the Wayne Pump Company. They make really good pumps that, in fact, they have pumps that are auto-reversing so that if they do get clogged, that they will reverse themselves to kind of spit out the clog and then come back on again.
Oh, okay. Awesome. You guys rock.
Thanks so much for joining us this weekend here on The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Well, when it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every single time. Angie is going to do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have wood siding or a wood fence that needs to be stained for the season? We're going to share some tips next.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
RC from Tobacco & Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Actually, you always recommend a primer, which I always think is interesting because when I think of primer, I strictly think of for paint usage. I've never thought about it for a staining.
No, I think it's smart to prime it because cedar especially has sort of a tannin in it, which is like an oil. And if you prime it, it seals it in, which is good. And you'll get better adhesion. And frankly, the stain will last a lot longer if you prime it first. If you're not doing white or light color like that, you can actually tint the primer to match the color of the stain, which will make the coverage even greater.
All right, Miriam, good luck with what seems like brand new siding on your awesome house. All right, next up we've got a post from Robbie who writes, I don't think the attic fan has stopped running since I bought my house last year. I adjusted the temperature to 110. It was at 60, but this fan also has a humidistat, and it just still keeps running.
Huh. That's kind of odd. I can't imagine why the fan has a humidity control, because it's not like you can effectively pull the humidity out of the house that way.
Which is probably why it keeps running.
Yeah. It could also be dangerous, because if that fan came on during the heating season, which it could, because think of a cold, damp day, it would still be humid. It could actually depressurize the house and then draw combustion gas from the furnace into the house instead of letting it go up the chimney, which could be super dangerous. So my advice would be to disconnect it, and here's why. Because attic fans are seldom the most efficient way to vent an attic. They will pull air not only from the attic but also from your house, where they're going to steal air conditioning, or in your case, heated air. So it's going to be expensive to run. I would recommend that you replace it with a continuous ridge and soffit ventilation system. That's something, when properly installed, it pretty much runs 24/7. It's going to take heat and moisture out in the summer, and of course also take out the humidity and that cold damp in the winter. So you're much better off without it.
All right, Robbie, I hope that helps you out, because something running constantly like that, first of all, is going to cost you a ton of money, but is absolutely unnecessary. So good luck with your new house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hope you guys are enjoying the spring day where you are in the country. If you've got questions on spring home improvement projects you'd like to get done inside or out, remember, you can reach us 24/7. Best way to do that is by going to moneypit.com/ask and downloading the Money Pit app. That's the fastest way to get the questions to us, and we will get you the answers just as quickly. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now,
now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Orrin Hatch, who became the longest-serving Republican senator in history as he represented Utah for more than four decades before retiring in 2019, died earlier today. A conservative on most economic and social issues, he nonetheless teamed with Democrats several times during his long career on a number of issues. Orrin Hatch was 88 years old. Former President Trump hit the hustings in Ohio this afternoon, stumping for local and statewide candidates ahead of November's midterms. Mr. Trump took aim at rising crime rates around the country, saying while he was in office, soldiers overseas were in less danger of being shot than citizens here living in American cities run by Democrats.
But you know what? For 18 months, we didn't have one soldier killed, not one. And yet in our Democrat-run cities, you have many people killed every week and you have people shot every week. Worse than Afghanistan by far. Hard to believe, right?
The event was held at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, a venue he visited during his 2016 campaign. Ukraine's president has a meeting in Kyiv tomorrow with Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Volodymyr Zelensky for weeks has been urging Western allies to send Ukraine more weapons to counter the Russian invasion. It's crunch time in France, where voters heading to the polls in the presidential runoff election.
Far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen has built her campaign on tapping into working-class frustrations on inflation and promising a tougher stance on immigration. Her opponent, French President Emmanuel Macron, has been dubbed President of the Rich, but has also pushed unemployment levels to its lowest ever during his 2017 to 2022 presidential term.
Karen Chamas reporting. Observers see the race closer than the 2017 race when Macron won in a landslide. More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A new Ebola case has been confirmed in Congo's northwest Equateur province.
Congo health officials are declaring an outbreak nearly 4 months after the last one ended in the Central African nation. The World Health Organization says the new case, a 31-year-old man from the city of Mbandaka. He began experiencing symptoms on April 5th. His family took care of him at home until he got too sick. He was admitted to an Ebola treatment center Thursday for intensive care, but died the same day. The WHO says time is not on our side. The disease has had a 2-week head start, and we're playing catch-up. I'm Julie Walker.
Militants in Afghanistan fired heavy weapons across the border into a Pakistani military outpost overnight. Three people were killed in the latest violence to rattle that volatile region. Make sure you check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration wants you to know there is now plenty of life-saving COVID Paxlovid pills to go around.
The Biden administration is advising doctors Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral treatment is in ample supply and no longer needs to be rationed. Paxlovid has shown it can save lives and prevent serious disease if prescribed in a timely fashion. That's within 5 days of symptoms appearing. The pill was first approved in December, and the supply was initially very limited. But as COVID-19 cases across the country have fallen and manufacturing picked up, it's now far more abundant. The U.S. has ordered enough pills to treat 20 million people. That's estimated to last for several more months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Virginia school board decided against buying some new social study books because of concerns that one of the books encourages divisive teachings, including critical race theory. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Presented by the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, welcome to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
This is episode 2199. Another almost milestone, Leslie. Almost ready to hit 2200 episodes of this show.
Wowie zowie.
So I hope that we can help you, as we've helped so many others in the past, with the planning for your home improvement project. If you've got a job you want to get done, you don't know where to start, we can help. Start with us. If you've run into a problem, a tricky situation, if you need to involve a contractor, but you don't know if you're getting a good price or not, or even what to ask, all great questions to reach out to us with. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you are hoping for a lush green lawn for the entire season, now is the perfect time to set up your sprinkler system for success. We'll explain how to dial it in for water efficiency and effectiveness.
And also ahead, building a fence is a great way to improve your home's curb appeal, your home value, and keep out the wildlife. Whether it's a project you want to do yourself or one that you'd plan to hire out, we're going to share 5 tips to help make sure your fence project is a success.
And mulch is an important element to any spring garden or landscape plan, but how much mulch is too much mulch? We're going to share tips, including an important caution about one popular type of mulch you should avoid at all costs because it can grow fungus that sticks to your house and your car and be almost impossible to get rid of.
Blah, that definitely is a yucky situation. But whatever you guys are working on, whatever it is, we want to hear from you. Let us know what you're working on this weekend, what you're hoping to tackle this spring and summer season, everything that you've got going on, your plans, your dreams for your home. Let us know so we can give you a hand.
That's right, because this show is all about the care and feeding of your home. We can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever. So let's start doing that right now. Leslie, who's first?
Heidi in North Carolina is on the line with an electrical problem. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a two-part question. I have an older home. It's about 68 years old. We paid an electrician to come in when we converted over to a heat pump from an oil furnace to up our service. And we have an old fuse box that are the screw-in type fuses. And when he put the system in, the new electrical box, he was supposed to convert everything over into the new electrical box, and he left the little electrical box, the little fuse box in my kitchen. And unfortunately, he put the new electrical box on the outside of my house. I would be okay, except I'm a single woman and I don't, you know, safety reasons, I don't think it's really smart, considering I have a full-size basement that could easily be put in. So do I need to, I mean, I would never call this guy again, for lots of reasons, but do I need to pay somebody else to come in and convert that last part of my home into this other fuse box? Or, you know, these little fuses are hard to find, and, you know, when they blow.
So it's definitely an active panel, right, the fuse panel?
Oh, it's active, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's called a sub-panel, and that's going to be a sub-panel from the main panel. You said the main panel is now in the basement, or the main panel's outside?
It's outside. We have a full basement, and why he put it outside, I have no clue, but he put the main panel.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because the only time you usually see full panels outside is maybe a condominium situation, and then they're in utility closets. So I can't imagine why that was done that way. It doesn't make sense. It sounds to me like you do need a better electrician to come in and take care of this. If it makes you feel any better, the fact that you have a fuse box does not mean that it's unsafe. Fuses are actually quite safe if it's the right size fuse matched against the wire that's hooked up to that circuit. And so to know if that's the case, somebody has to open the panel and say, okay, this is number 14 wire, so it's a 15 amp fuse, and this is number 12 wire, so it's a 20 amp fuse, and so on, and physically write that like right above the fuse on the panel so you know what size to put in there. Because it's too easy with a fuse box to put in a 20 amp fuse on a wire that's only rated for 15 amps, then of course that's potentially unsafe. So it does sound like you need another electrician. It's obviously not a do-it-yourself project. And unless there's some compelling code reason in your part of the country to put that outside, I don't understand why they would have done that. And, you know, you could consider rerunning it back to the inside. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at. It's not an easy fix. It's one that's going to require the investment of a good electrician.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Heidi. Thank you for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Mike in Minnesota is dealing with a tumble lint, if you'd like to call it that. Lint blowing out a dryer vent. Welcome, Mike.
So I've got a dryer vent that directly vents through the exterior wall that it sits against. So there's not much ductwork involved. My problem is that the vent sits 12 inches up from our deck surface, right in the middle, and it just makes an awful mess. So I'd really like to put in some type of maybe secondary capture system, or maybe even reroute it on the exterior of the house. I should also let you know that I have three teenage daughters and a wife, so doing less laundry doesn't isn't really a popular solution at my house.
One solution could be just a clothesline, you know, do anything around.
I'll offer that one up to my wife, too, and see how that goes.
There you go. See how far that gets us. Well, look, the good news is that having a dryer vent that's so close to an exterior wall like that means that your clothes dry as efficiently as possible. Because if you try to route this anywhere else but directly out, it's going to take a lot longer for those clothes to dry. Plus, you have the added hassle of needing to maintain the dryer exhaust duct, because it will, continually build up with lint and have to be clean. So it's clearly a trade-off. I don't think that anything that traps lint is going to be a good thing. It could cause a fire, actually. I mean, the fact that it's venting out is what it's supposed to do. Does the dryer lint vent work well inside the machine? Because it would seem to me that if the lint trap is working well inside the machine, you shouldn't be getting as much lint in the dryer exhaust duct.
Well, that's what I expected, too, and it's a new dryer, and certainly it's capturing a lot, too.
Well, if you did rerun it, where would you go?
Well, I thought about putting it just below the deck, which is about 12 inches down, but I have a basement window there, and it would just make a mess of the window. The only other option I'd have is to run it along basically the floor of the deck. Maybe it would probably take about 8 feet or so before I got away from the deck. But that would be a sharp right turn.
Well, here's what I would think about. I would think about how many turns you need to make starting at the machine to get that to happen.
So if you come off the machine and you take one elbow down and then you go into the floor, you take another elbow out, you're essentially making a U-turn, and then that warm, moist air has to travel all that distance to get out. So is it possible? Yeah, it's not going to be as efficient. So that's your trade-off. And by the way, keep in mind that with most dryers, you can actually move the dryer vent. For example, I have a dryer that I'm reconfiguring right now that has a dryer exhaust duct out the back. But I noticed that the side of the dryers had punch-outs, holes for it. And so I just looked up online, and the installation instructions showed me how to rerun the duct coming out the side of the machine so that I could vent it quicker to an exterior wall than having to go down through a floor.
Oh, okay. That might be an option, too.
So consider that you may be able to come out of the dryer in a different direction.
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you're hoping for a lush green lawn for the season, now's the right time to set up your sprinkler system. We're going to share tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen to the Money Pit when you want on your schedule when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, so lots of great ideas to tackle over the weekend and, quite frankly, give you all the help you need for your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, not as two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put Olympic stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, oh, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off. And it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling. And it looks terrible. And I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It costs them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based, but the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay. Thank you.
Dennis in Wyoming is on the line and has a question about a backer board. What can we do for you?
Yes. I just wondered your opinion on the green board being used behind a thermoplastic shower wall. I'm installing a shower in an alcove.
Okay.
And they sent me the base, and then I've got these three walls that I have to glue.
Usually it's that kind of a liner. It usually goes on top of tile. Can you put it over a green board? Well, the problem with the green board is it's not very water resistant. I mean, it's more water resistant than regular drywall, but it's not terribly water resistant. It's designed to be a tile backer. So I would say if you're going to do it, it's probably okay, but just don't kid yourself into thinking this is something that's going to last for more than a few years or maybe 10 years max. But I would be very careful to silicone seal all of the seams so you don't have water that goes through the seams of that shower enclosure and saturate through the green board, because it will sort of soften up and rot out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dennis. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're hoping for a lush green lawn for the entire season, now actually is the perfect time to set up your sprinkler system. But before you do that, it's important that the system is tested and adjusted so that you avoid wasting water. Now, first of all, each zone has got to be checked for leaks. Even if it worked well last year, sprinklers can definitely very easily be damaged during the freezing winter weather. Even a pin-sized leak of about 1/32 of an inch in diameter, about the thickness of a dime, that alone can waste 6,300 gallons of water per month. That's huge.
Absolutely. Now, besides checking for leaks, there are a few more ways you can save on water. First, obviously, water only when your lawn needs it. Now, a smart sprinkler controller can do this for you. The way it works is it tracks the weather, and it runs the sprinklers only when they're truly needed. So that's a really nice way to save money through the entire season.
Now, you also want to make sure that you water during the coolest part of the day. The morning is definitely best, and doing so in the morning is going to help prevent fungus from growing and will also minimize evaporation, and that occurs when you water in the hot sun. You know, water the lawn, sun is burning on it, it's going to just go away before it gets a chance to get to the roots.
Now, double check that your sprinkler heads aren't spraying onto your sidewalk or driveway, too. It's very easy for a sprinkler head to get knocked loose or jolted by a lawnmower or maybe by the kids or pets playing in the yard. If you water your sidewalk, the only thing that's going to grow is your water bill.
Now, next, you want to put a fresh layer of mulch around your trees and your plants, and that's going to help keep that soil moist and prevent evaporation. Definitely important.
And by the way, when you cut your lawn, you want to set the blades about one notch higher than usual because that helps keep the grass blades longer and it provides shade to the roots and prevents really greater evaporation. So don't be in such a, you know, hurry to cut all the grass right down to the nubs because that's just going to end up with a really weedy, dried out looking lawn. Cut it high, cut it often, and that's the best way to have a lush green lawn for the season.
Now we're going to Arkansas, where Deborah's on the line, thinking there might be some mold in her money pit. Tell us what you're seeing.
The last rain that we had, water got in one of my bedrooms, and once the water got in, I noticed that there was black spots on it, which was mold that was on there, and I was just inquiring about should I get someone to come out and clean that, or if I would be able to clean that myself.
Have you fixed the leak yet, Deborah?
No, I have not fixed that.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is fix the leak, because if you don't fix the leak, it's just going to come back over and over and over again. So do that first off. Secondly, with respect to the mold, I would spray a bleach and water solution on that, about one-third bleach, two-thirds water. Protect the surrounding area so you don't stain the carpet or the furniture or anything like that. Let it sit for a good 15 or 20 minutes, and then you can clean it up after that, rinse it off and clean off the wall after that. And then I'd spray a product called Concrobium Mold Control over that, which will leave sort of like a residue behind that will stop any future mold from growing. But there's no sense doing all that if you still have a leak, because that leak's going to cause the mold to keep growing. So fix the leak first, then get rid of the mold after that. Okay, Deb?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now I've got Doug in Virginia on the line with a siding question. How can we help you?
Yes, I've got my son's house has some vinyl siding on it, and the folks that owned it before he did were patching something with some of the spray foam insulation, the crack filler stuff, and it oozed out all over the siding. So I know I can go back and cut it loose, cut what's extra stuff, but when I get down close to the vinyl, what can I clean the residue off with to make it clean without damaging the vinyl?
It's very difficult because you get those foams are usually polyurethane and they have real adhesive qualities to it, real adhesive. So what you can do is try to gently scrape it off with a putty knife, but make sure you use an older one is better because it won't be quite so sharp. And very carefully do that. And then I've stripped off some errant foam with WD-40 as the solvent. So you might want to try that with a Scotch pad, because Scotch pad is not abrasive. But you could spray the siding with the WD-40 and then work the Scotch pad back and forth. You may find that you pull off some of that residue. It really depends on, you know, what kind of foam it is. But you're right, once it's dried, cut as much of it off and then try to abrade the rest of it off, but do so with a mind not to damage the siding.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. WD-40.
Yep, try it. It's one of the 1,000 uses for that stuff. Yeah, they say you only need two things in your toolkit, WD-40 and duct tape. They're pretty close.
Then I can go over the whole back of the house with WD-40 to revitalize.
Well, I wouldn't.
The vinyl,
if it's the whole back of the house, I mean, you're talking about spot cleaning, okay? But if it's the whole back of the house, then I think you got a bigger problem. I think you're looking at new siding.
But would I get an oily spot when I use the WD-40 that would look different than the rest of it?
You will, but soap and water will take it away.
I guess that'll fade, yeah.
That's why it's good for only, like, a little spot.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the app today. Hey, do you want to build a fence to improve your value and keep out the wildlife? Well, we're going to share 5 tips to help make sure your fence project is a success next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20 and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years. And the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it across the top of it and made a big deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself as a result. It could be electrical. If there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house, they definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, building a fence is a great way to improve your home's value, your curb appeal, it keeps the wildlife out. So whether it's a project that you want to do yourself or one that you're planning to hire out for, we're going to share 5 tips to help make sure that your fence project is a success.
Now, first up, plan your fence carefully. There's nothing worse than an ongoing neighborhood feud that's caused by a fence that's built on the wrong side of a property line. So know exactly where your lines are drawn. Give your neighbors a heads up to avoid any hard feelings.
Now, next, you need to make sure that you're making your fence a legal project, because while not all fencing is going to require a permit, it's definitely worth checking with your local officials just to be sure. Some towns do have strict guidelines for fence height, material selection, picket spacing, post hole footings, and minimum setback distance from the sidewalk or street. So better find out first before you're doing a project 2 or 3 times until you get it right.
Now, depending on your tolerance for maintenance, you want to think about your materials, because fencing is available in a big wide range of materials. I mean, you can go with natural and pressure-treated woods, composites, vinyl, and metal. In addition to the look you like, consider the upkeep that's required by that fence selection, because natural wood, obviously, comes with the biggest ongoing demands, but maybe vinyl, not so much, although vinyl's a heck of a lot more expensive. So it really is a balancing act. Choose the one that's best for you.
All right. Now, once you've got all your things selected, you want to make sure that you're setting those fence posts properly. So to make sure that that fence is going to last, it's super important to set those posts right.
Now, setting posts in concrete is a great way to go, but you don't have to order pre-mixed concrete or even mix it yourself. Quikrete actually has a fast-setting product. You're going to find it in the red bag, and all you do is pour the dry mix around the post, and then you water the hole, like literally just pour water into the hole with the mix, and it's going to set hard in about an hour, and those posts will be totally locked in place.
And finally, remember, the good side of the fence has to face out. Fencing like board on board is designed to look good on both sides, but if you get like stockade fence, that has only one finished side, and that is the side you need to face your neighbor. You don't get to look at the pretty side. You have to have the neighborhood look at the pretty side. So remember, if you don't do that, you could get yourself in trouble with your local building or zoning departments, and they could make you take the whole darn thing out. So good side has to face out. Good fences make good neighbors, but only if they're installed right, and now you know how to do just that.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us give you a hand. Coming up, are you ready to add some mulch to your landscape? We're going to share some tips for that project, including one type of mulch to definitely avoid. Well, I mean, unless you want to see fungus growing all over the house and the car and basically creating a giant mess. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe even a decorating project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. So download the Angie app today.
All right, we've got Ted on the line who's noticing a musty smell in the basement. What's going on?
I have a finished basement that's carpeted, and I live in a townhome. And it has a musty smell, and I can't get rid of it no matter what I do.
Is the basement heated and cooled?
It is, yes. I actually have the heat turned on down there now, and I usually turn the air on in the summertime. And on nice days, I open the windows and let the windows stay open all day long.
Do you have a dehumidifier?
I do not.
Well, generally when you get a musty smell, it's because of moisture, and sometimes the moisture settles into carpet and furnishings and can exacerbate it. But if you reduce the moisture and the humidity, that will sometimes improve it. So in a basement, you could do that with something called a whole house dehumidifier, which is actually something that can be added onto the HVAC system, and it will take out these whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 pints of water a day. They work really, really efficiently. And it's not the kind of thing where you have to dump it or anything like that. It just goes to a pump and gets pumped right outside. The other thing that you can do is to improve the drainage conditions outside your house, because believe it or not, if you extend gutters away from the house, if you slope soil away from the house, there's a lot less water that collects at the foundation perimeter and ends up getting into your house and raising that humidity level. If you manage the moisture at the foundation perimeter and add a dehumidifier, you'll find that it goes a long way towards reducing that amount of humidity. And then finally, I would check the HVAC system to make sure you have a good quality return vent in the basement, because you don't just want supplies, you want returns too, so it pulls that moist air back into the system. And as it goes through the system and heats up or goes across the air conditioning coil and condenses, you'll be pulling more moisture out that way as well. Okay?
Okay, great. I'll give it a shot.
All right, Ted, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, mulch can give your lawn a nice, clean, finished look, but did you know that mulch is very beneficial to your plants and soil as well? So here's how it works. Mulch actually really does a lot of things for the landscaping beds. It reduces surface evaporation of moisture from the soil. It protects shallow-rooted plants. It discourages weed growth, and it also improves water penetration.
Now, you can mulch any time of the year. The areas to be mulched should be cleared of all weeds and leaves and grass, and use at least 3 inches of mulch for an effective covering. If you live in a warmer climate, maybe even go so much as to add 6 inches.
Now, when it comes to materials, you're going to find there are many choices of mulch, and it really comes down to appearance more than cost. You can find both natural and man-made materials, you know, anything from wood to stone to rubber, so lots of options out there.
And here's an important tip. With natural mulch, please stay away from the shredded type. And here's why. Because the shredded mulch could contain a type of fungus called artillery fungus. And it's called that because when it grows, it looks kind of like buckshot hit your house or your car, with little black specks everywhere. And the problem is it can be really, really hard to remove. Sometimes it's almost impossible, especially if you have like a vinyl-sided house. We find that it's very common in the shredded mulch, but not so much in the solid when it's a fully chipped mulch or the bark mulch. So just stay away from the shredded type, and you should be good on that.
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a floor finishing question. How can we help you?
I do have a question about my hardwood. It's the old solid hardwood from this put down back in the 50s. I love it, and I refinished it probably about 15 to 17 years ago. And with the time and traffic, the top is wearing now, and I need to sand it down and resurface it. And when I did it then, I used gem seal. But I want to know what would be the best product that would be long-term lasting and something that would be user-friendly for an individual.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the sanding it down part, does the floor have any really severe wear, or is it just the finish that's worn?
Just the finish.
So you don't have to sand it down all the way. What you can do is you can basically just lightly sand the surface. There is a machine called a U-Sand machine, which is like an abrasive disc sander that you can rent at a home center or a hardware store. It has like four abrasive discs in it. It does have like a vacuum system built in, so it doesn't leave dust all over the place, but it won't wear down the wood too much. It'll just sort of take that top layer of finish off and get it ready to be refinished. Because with hardwood floors, you don't want to sand them completely down if you don't have to, because that takes many years off their life when you take all that finish off down to the raw wood. It's really not necessary. And then after you sand it, then you can apply an oil-based polyurethane. So not water-based, but oil-based. Not acrylic-based, but oil-based. And you're going to apply that with what's called a lamb's wool applicator. It's kind of like a mop. And you dip it into a paint tray. You apply it in very smooth, even coats. Start on one end, work your way out the door, and then leave for a good 4 or 5, 6 hours, depending on the weather.
Okay, with the windows open.
Yeah. If it's a nice dry day and the windows are open, that's the best thing. But just remember, whatever it says for drying time on the can, at least double it, because it tends to be a bit sticky for a while.
Okay, so an oil-based polyurethane and a lamb's wool applicator.
Yep, and then with a light sanding before you start the whole thing, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joyce. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, we get more questions on floors than any other topic on this program.
Well, and they, you know, occupy a large portion of your home.
They
and
do.
There's always something to do with them.
And they
them.
Take a lot of abuse, so that's probably why people need to fix them all the time.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on? How can we give a hand? Give us a call, send us an email, post us your question. We are standing by. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, bringing out your outdoor furniture is a fun way to mark the start of the warmer weather. But that furniture usually brings some gross stuff with it. We're going to share tips on getting those tables and chairs back in shape next.
Live in a body pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can get expert help for the care and feeding of your home and create your best home ever when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Tom W. is writing into the Money Pit this week, and he says, my living room has knotty pine boards with a brick fireplace at one side. Over the years, the knotty pine has dried and shrunken and caused gaps from an eighth of an inch to a half inch that exposes the inside studs and insulation. What can I do to aesthetically fill in these gaps?
I don't know, Les. The knotty pine is kind of come and gone, hasn't it, in terms of an aesthetic?
Yeah, for sure.
Plus, it sounds like it was really poorly installed because it never should have been put right over the studs like that. It should always have been put over drywall because you have basically no fire protection between it and the inside. I can't give you a lot of great ideas on how to fill those gaps because you have nothing behind it. If you did have something behind it, like sometimes we hear about floorboards that have gaps like that, we usually recommend using jute rope. That's like natural sort of fibrous rope, J-U-T-E, jute, and pressing it in between the gaps, and then you can urethane over it and seals in place quite nicely. But because you have nothing holding that from behind, that is rather impossible to do. So my advice would be to take off that knotty pine paneling, restore the drywall, and start again.
All right. Probably not the answer you were looking for, Tom, but definitely bright side, fresh start.
Well, bringing out your outside furniture is a great way to mark the start of warmer weather, but that furniture usually comes with some gross stuff on it, depending on how you stored it for the season. Leslie's got some tips, though, on getting those tables and chairs back in shape in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, even if you've had that furniture stored in your shed or your basement all winter long, that outdoor furniture really could use a good cleaning. So for plastic furniture, you want to mix a little dish soap, some borax, and a half a cup of peroxide into 1 gallon of water. Then you need to let it sit for 10 to 15 minutes. Use a nylon brush to scrub onto the plastic pieces and then rinse it well when you're done. So that's super easy to do. If you've got metal furniture, you want to use soapy water and our favorite, most favorite and available cleaning agent, elbow grease. I mean, you just got to do some work here for yourself. If you do find that rust has formed, go ahead, get rid of it with some sandpaper, then repaint the entire piece with a rust-prohibiting paint or metal varnish. Now, for wood furniture, you want to restore that moisture, so you've got to oil the surfaces with a sealant or a preservative that's appropriate to the type of wood. You can clean that furniture a couple of times a month with an oil soap as well. Now, once everything's dry, you can go ahead and add those cushions, but your cushions, they could probably use a pick-me-up as well. So go ahead and mix 1 teaspoon each of a dishwashing detergent and borax into a quart of warm water. Then use a spray bottle to douse those cushions generously, and once it sits for about 15 minutes, you want to hit it with a hose to rinse. Then stand the cushions on their side. This is definitely a trick that helps them dry out so much more quickly. Stand that cushion on the side. Everything's going to drain to the bottom. You'll even notice sometimes a cushion has like a little metal drain built into the fabric cover, and make sure you're putting it that side down so that they'll just drain and they'll dry much more quickly, and then you can relax.
In those chairs, right?
Exactly. And then park it right after your hard work.
Park it, exactly, because that means spring is officially here. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, did you know there's a missing element in most kitchens? It's not a $7,500 range or a 4-acre refrigerator. It's simply good lighting. A well-lit kitchen begins with good lighting, and especially under cabinet task lighting. We're going to teach you how to add those lights. It's easier than ever to do on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are heading to Ukraine.
During a rare press conference, President Zelensky said the top U.S. officials will meet with him Sunday to discuss Russia's heightened aggression and additional support the U.S. can provide. The U.S. has provided over $4 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since August of 2021, $3.4 billion of which has been allotted since Russian President Vladimir Putin's February invasion. President Biden announced this week that another $800 million in security assistance would be provided and strategically tailored to help fight Russia's second campaign in eastern regions like Luhansk and Donetsk. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Ukrainian military says it destroyed a Russian command post in Kherson, a southern city that fell to Russian forces earlier in the war. The Ukrainian military intelligence agency says the command post was hit a day earlier and two generals were killed, one critically wounded. The Russian military did not comment on the claim, which could not be confirmed. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian presidential office advisor says Russian forces tried to storm a steel plant that's the last defensive stronghold in the strategic port city of Mariupol. Former Senator Orrin Hatch, who represented Utah for 40 years before retiring in 2019, died earlier on Saturday. He was 88. And over a dozen sizable fires burning in Arizona and New Mexico. New Mexico's Cook's Peak fire spokesman David Schell says as of this morning they were at 0% containment, and the blaze doubled in size overnight to almost 49,000 acres.
There are at least a half a dozen or more communities that have been evacuated, to include Philmont Scalp Ranch.
And weather's going to play a big role.
It's questionable whether we can get air attack up to put down retardant, and the plan would be to box in the fire and flank it and try to pinch it off at the head. It won't happen today. Fire behavior is going to be too extreme.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A tour boat with 26 people on board's gone missing in rough waters off the coast of northern Japan.
An intense search of more than 7 hours involving 6 patrol boats and 4 aircraft found no survivors. The boats made an emergency call saying the ship's bow had flooded and was beginning to sink and tilt. The call was made when the boat was traveling off the western coast of Shiretoko Peninsula in the northern island of Hokkaido and has since lost contact. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan and Russia reached an agreement over Tokyo's annual catch quota for Russian-born salmon and trout, this despite delays and chilled relations between the two sides amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More than 50 people killed, many wounded in southeast Nigeria in an explosion that rocked an illegal oil refinery. Officials are fearing that tally number could go higher. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. CSX Railroad struggled to keep up in demand in the first 3 months of this year, but it still managed to deliver 22% more profit.
The higher profit was due to higher shipping rates, offsetting a slight decline in the number of shipments it handled. The Jacksonville, Florida-based railroad says it earned $859 million, or 39 cents per share in the first quarter. That's up from $706 million, or 31 cents per share a year ago. The results beat Wall Street expectations.
Jeremy House reporting. CSX CEO Jim Foote says demand remains strong, but the railroad has struggled to handle all those shipments because of crew shortages. Hiring is the key to improving service, and CSX is making progress on adding workers. Amazon gets permission in Northern Virginia to build a 350-foot helix-shaped tower at its second headquarters. Townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, 48th and 6th. Heard around the country, heard around the world. Got a busy hour coming your way, 1-866-408-7669, in order to be a part of it, and I hope you are. But I think it's now important to tell you who's coming up. We got Mike Ryder standing by. He was former chairman of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, and Jonathan Turley to make heads or tails over the Biden administration's perplexing decision to take the elimination of the max mandate to an appeals court. So let's get started with the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. Disney chose to wade into this debate, these liberal elitists, instead of staying in their lane, which is what? Entertaining families, making a lot of money for their shareholders. But instead, they decided to attack the state of Florida.
Wow, that is Pam Bondi. Disney versus DeSantis. That's the matchup, really. But in reality, it's the parents versus the and the anti-woke left, right versus the spineless corporate Americans who keep giving in to the loudest voice behind them, who often are the most radical.
Number two.
Weaknesses of the Russian military. One, they don't really fight at night. That's not their thing. They just send troops straight in daylight. Second, when they are doing these assaults, they don't have a non-commissioned corps. They don't have sergeants. And even some of the shock troops that they've tried to use, they tried using Chechen forces in Mariupol. I've watched several videos where you see these Chechen forces just get chewed up.
Yeah, arming Ukraine before Russia can take the Donbas. That's the race on right now in the war that's dominating the headlines, and reality begins to sink in inside Russia that this war of choice was a epic error.
Number one.
You also have to keep in mind, CDC has had a series of bad hands. I mean, they lost in front of the Supreme Court on the mandate for large employers. This could end up adding to a rather poor record that they've already established in the courts.
On or off, the DOJ appealing the court decision to take off the mask on mass transportation hours after President Biden said it would be up to us to make the decision. And now the DOJ is fighting back. Who's running the Oval Office, let me ask? Let's bring in Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Welcome back, Mike.
It is always good to be back, Brian.
Can I just give you a question below your weight? And that is, on these mask mandates, I mean,
I don't know.
This unbelievable?
After COVID, it may be at my weight. Who knows?
Well, I'm just wondering, with these mask mandates, when is the president going to realize, as the American culture is about making your own decision, and instead he's pushing back and bringing this back to the court?
Well, and I, this is the first time I flew on an airplane yesterday without a mask, and I'm going to bet about 90% of the people did not have masks. And so these are frequent flyers. These are people who know risks. These are people who are probably all vaccinated and all of that. You would start to think that the administration would kind of get it, that this is not where Americans want to be. And to do this, again, just kind of flies in the face. But this is not inconsistent with what they've been doing. You know, everything from, you know, adding cost into your wallets, you know, taking money out of your wallet more likely, into these mask mandates. And they are just attacking this common sense notion that people on their own can't make decisions about when they should and shouldn't wear masks. Now that we're through the worst of it, and it defies logic. They're going to waste a lot of time and a lot of money, and I think it's ridiculous. You tell people on trains and buses, it probably makes sense. Great. I bet people who need to wear them will wear them.
Just further divides the country. Let's talk about Ukraine. We know the President of the United States just made an announcement of giving $800 million more in dollars in armament. We also are going to ban all Russian ships from coming ashore. Your thoughts about how the President's handling it, because the American people answered a poll to ask the President, to ask how he's doing. 54% say he's not tough enough in the fight for Ukraine. 36% about right, 8% too tough. How does Mike Rogers feel?
Listen, they've been slow. We've said from the very beginning we need quantity and quality arms. So just announcing money to throw at the problem, if you're giving them weapons or gear that doesn't help them fight back at the pointy end of that spear right today, then it's too slow. And so this kind of constant dripping, like, see, I'm doing something, give them what they need now. So we understand what's going on in the Donbass region. So think of this, 70% of Russia's land army is now committed in Ukraine, 70, right? And so right now is the time when they're kind of regrouping and trying to attack those units, those very brave, courageous Ukrainian units fighting and holding out in the east. This would be the perfect time to push everything that we can give them to fight back. I know they're doing heavy artillery. Great. Where was it? Why is it now? Why are you talking about it now? This should have already been on trains heading for the front. It's just too slow. And remember, quantity and quality, that's what they've been asking for. That's what our military advisors say they need. And that's where we should be. And the president just keeps dribbing it out and saying, see, we're doing a lot. It's very frustrating.
He evidently is getting more and more interested in the conflict, and he can't believe the valor in which they're fighting for. And Vladimir Putin is shocked that he wasn't able to steamroll the country. Does anyone do good intelligence anymore? We thought they'd fall in 72 hours. Vladimir Putin thought it would be a walk in the park. Why was this such a mystery, Mike? You used to do this. You're an FBI guy.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. So I think there was a little bit of intelligence wrong on both ends. But here's what was shocking to me. So, you know, the flagship that was sunk in the Black Sea, why did that happen? I'll tell you, it's really fascinating. This tells you a lot about what we implied on them that they were doing, meaning the Russian troops, and what they were actually doing. They had weapon systems, we know this for a fact, that would have defeated that missile. We know that they had the technology on that ship to be able to do it. and they didn't do it. And part of that is just training. And so what we're seeing is Putin spent a lot of money modernizing the Russian military and made a big deal out of it. And our intelligence services watched all that, and they gave assessments back and said, you know, we think that, yes, they've modernized it. And by the way, yes, they did. But what they didn't do is do the training component. So they didn't modernize the way they fight. They don't have non-commissioned officers. And that's the backbone of the U.S. military, is these non-commissioned officers taking leadership roles, you know, during combat and at the pointy end of that spear. They didn't have any of that. And so if an officer isn't telling them to do it, it's not happening, that's a problem. Training on the equipment of which they have, that's a problem. Think of this, Brian. All of the pretty sophisticated encryption that they could provide to troops in the battlefield didn't get dispersed. Why? Well, we speculate, and I believe it's because they didn't want these soldiers to believe that they were going into another country to kill a lot of people. So they didn't give them what they would normally do in a wartime deployment. They kept it back, which allowed the Ukrainian soldiers to really put the hurt on them, because they were intercepting conversations and movements and the whole nine yards. And so all of those things added up. So intelligence got a lot right, but they didn't get it all right. And on both sides, I think the Russian intelligence was saying, hey, this is going to be a walk in the park. Don't worry about it.
So it's pretty amazing. It almost as if saying, okay, so that's an indication we didn't think they were going to invade. At the same time, we weren't thinking with them. We had a hypothesis, but it wasn't correct. Saddam Hussein, for example, why would he be acting that way, threatening nuclear weapons and chemical attacks if he didn't have it? Well, that's because he had it. All right, he had it before. Absolutely. When we got there, he didn't have it. Why? He was threatening to do that in order to keep Iran, they say, one theory, off balance. And they didn't want to seem as though he didn't have those weapons of mass destruction. But we made a conclusion that he wasn't making it up. In reality, he was. So the intelligence was off. It's not like we didn't think it. We just had it wrong. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, I think that's right. And remember, I always used to say this about the intelligence business. If you have a 1,000-piece puzzle, the intelligence community's job is to give you as many pieces to that puzzle as they can so you can make the most accurate decision. The reality of this is that you don't get 1,000 pieces of that puzzle. You maybe get 50 in some cases. You may get 800 in other cases. And so it's not as easy as it seems to get all the to make the right assessment. And same with the Russians, right? Yes, they had the technology. Yes, they had a modernized military. We did know he was going in for sure. Remember when the president was running around saying, they're going in. Of course, didn't send arms, but just said, hey, they're coming in. Well, that part was all right. And so those intelligence indicators were right. What was wrong is the way they were fighting the fight inside Ukraine, which has just been abysmal. I mean, in theory, this is why people say, oh, they're going to attack NATO. Brian, I can't see it. They are in such bad shape right now. They're hoping for a victory in Donbass, the eastern region of Ukraine. I think so by May 9th, their big celebration of beating, the Germans in World War II, that they can go back and say, see, we've denazified Mariupol. We've held on to the two breakaway republics. And we're coming home victorious. I think that's what you're going to see unfold over the next few weeks.
Right, and then we try to rebuild that country, and then they see if they recalibrate just to come back another day. There's a growing, according to the Daily Mail, there's a growing number of Kremlin insiders who feel Ukraine invasion was a catastrophic mistake and fear that Vladimir Putin will use nukes. The insiders say that Putin is dismissing all criticism by officials who warn of the damaging political and economic cost of the war plan, which they fear could set Russia back for years amid growing military losses and crippling Western sanctions. I look at that and I say, I hope that's true. What does Mike Rogers look at that with your intelligence background and say?
Well, listen, I think he's got a tighter grip on Russia than those in the West would like us to believe. And as a matter of fact, I was working with someone who does a lot of inside Russian media, state TV monitoring. And what you're seeing is in close
Kremlin insiders starting to say, hey, we need to be on a war footing. Forget this operation style event that we did in Ukraine. Let's be on a war footing. What does that mean? That means you go out and you recruit a million man army. You turn the industrial base over to production of war materials and all of that to gird up. I think that what that's saying is that it's giving Putin permission to look like the guy that comes back as a rational decision maker saying, nope, I denazified, I did this, I'm coming home. I think he can survive that at home. Right. I think he can survive it. And then I think they're going to sit down and try to negotiate some lifting of sanctions to give them, based on the fact that, hey, this is punishing my population. You can't do that. I think that's what's going to unfold. If I were a betting man, that's where I'd put my money. But remember, what's happening in Donbass is going to be bloody and brutal, and it's going to go 30 days, maybe longer. And so we can't just walk away and assume that those things are going to happen. We have to fight the fight we're in. But I'm thinking he's going to survive, and he's just looking for a way to change the narrative to go back.
A couple of things. I just want to bounce off you real quick. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, bin Salman, shouted at Joe Biden's NSA director, Jake Sullivan, when he started talking about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and said he would not help the U.S. by pumping more oil and never to bring it up again. Why are we the junior partner with Saudi Arabia? And if you want to ask them a favor, is that the way you approach it?
No. Listen, I think they have messed up Saudi and Middle East policy since they stepped in the door.
On purpose.
And remember, these are the same folks who are currently negotiating. And by the way, through a Russian mediator, another nuclear deal that won't go through Congress, meaning it can't pass scrutiny, with Iran. And so, of course, our Arab League partners and led by Saudi Arabia are thinking, you guys are crazy. You're getting ready to do the same mistake, only worse again. Now you come over here with your hat in your hand. Secondly, they're the ones that said, listen, we're not going to help you anymore on the Houthi rebellion on your border in Yemen. Sponsored by guess who? Iran. We're not going to help you. We're going to pull out. We're going to talk bad about you and not assist you in that. And of course, now you walk in and say, gosh, you know what? You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done this. And by the way, would you help me? I don't know who thinks that's a good way to get to yes. Not me.
It's unbelievable that we have Russia leading the negotiations with Iran where Russia's going to get paid to take out their enriched uranium. How could we try to isolate and make this country a pariah country while sitting in an adjacent room letting them negotiate with their evil ally, Iran? I mean, this has got Democrats calling press conferences demanding to see this deal. Congressman, are we helpless to watch this deal be cut? And are they just going to do something that can't be ratified and adhere to it?
Well, I think they're going to try to do exactly what they did. And a lot of these key players are the same people that did the deal in the Obama administration. They're all the same people. And, man, did they have blinders on for that. And I watched from the inside on the classified side all of that unfold. And it was as ugly as you think it is about what they were doing, including the intelligence community saying, don't do that. That's bad. They did it anyway because they wanted to be able to. I don't know if it's a talking point or I don't know what it is. They want the Nobel Prize. I'm not sure. But none of it will work. I think Congress just has to be adamant about this before it happens. They know where the negotiations are. The intelligence community is responsible for current and updated intelligence to the intelligence committees. I would use that as the opportunity to try to find a way to get them to stop doing this, including negotiating with the Russians. This is absolute this is crazy. you're going to trust the Russians, who already want a kind of an unholy alliance with Iran, to do a deal? And that's why one of their negotiators, the Russian negotiator, is running around the world saying, man, did we really clean up on this thing? You can't believe what they gave up.
Right.
Well, they're talking about us. They're talking about America.
I know you can laugh, but it keeps from just blowing your top. I know. Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee, congressman on intelligence, and of course, with the FBI background. Thanks so much, Mike.
Hey, Brian, always good to be on. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take your calls. And Jonathan Turley brings us inside the legal aspect of this mask standoff.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you self-employed or a real estate investor looking for a mortgage? It can be frustrating qualifying with most mortgage lenders, but it doesn't have to be, thanks to Cash Call Mortgage. At Cash Call Mortgage, we use alternative methods to qualify people for mortgage loans, bank statements to qualify self-employed borrowers, and lease agreements to qualify real estate investors. And no W-2s or tax returns are required. We don't charge any lender fees and no broker fees. If you're being turned down for a home loan because you're self-employed or a real estate investor, call Cash Call Mortgage for your free quote. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-639-0889. 800-639-0889. 800-639-0889.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. These loans may have higher interest rate, more points, and or more fees than a full documentation loan.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You're getting Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. This year, many weddings are going over budget due to surging inflation. But there's some things that you can do, according to industry insiders, to cut costs. The most common piece of advice is trim the guest list. Couples used to do this thing where they would over-invite and then have a 20% drop-off rate. But these days, that's not the case. Consider getting a credit card for wedding purchases to earn rewards points. Also, set aside 10% of your overall budget to cover unexpected costs and last-minute expenses. And offer to pay vendors in cash. If they know they won't have any credit card fees, they will often provide a little discount. Investment advisors also say that couples should consider other ways to raise money before borrowing. Another big way to trim costs is to reevaluate your wants versus needs. Like, do you really need that 10-piece band? And maybe consider delaying your trip down the aisle to see if inflation dies down. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Miranda Lambert, who's getting ready for her Las Vegas residency, Velvet Rodeo, at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. As a touring artist, there is that appeal of performing in one place.
When was the last time you feel like you've done a series of shows and you can just stay in one place?
Never. The closest was like playing Billy Bob's Five Nights, and like for us as the performers and the band and the crew, you know, it's one load in and one load out for 2 weeks. You're in one spot, and it feels, even just having those Billy Bob dates where we did like the five in a row, we loved it because we were like, oh my gosh, like you can go hike during the day or instead of waking up in a parking lot, you know what I mean?
I love that I saw that a dollar from every ticket goes to Mutt Nation Foundation. You always make that a priority. So why is that, and what are you most proud of with it?
I'm so thankful. Anytime I can combine Mutt and music, those are my two passions. And so the fact that we can work out to where every day that I go to work, I'm helping animals, that makes me very happy, and the fans are helping animals.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Title 42, sir. Are you considering delaying listing Title 42?
No. What I'm considering is continuing to hear from my first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department, because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where, if in fact it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, that we'd be able to do that. But there has been no decision on extending Title 42.
I don't even know what that means. He wants to hear from people.
He was asked about Title 42 and then said, we're appealing it, which they're appealing the mask mandate on flights. And then isn't his administration the one that's ending Title 42?
Yeah.
It's like you put Title 42 and masks in a bubble, it shook them up, and then he spewed them out.
And by the way, Jen Psaki said the rumor is that there's so much pressure on him to pull it back from Democrats that he's going to pull it back. And then when brought up, Jen Psaki kind of punted on that. And then the president says, we're considering. What do you mean? Did you make a decision or not? If you're going to reverse a decision, at least come out and say, listen, I might be reversing that decision. It depends on a few factors. So this is the problem. You thought you had experience with President Biden. You might not agree with his policies, but you thought they could execute him. They can't execute. Mainly because the guy at the top is not making the decisions. That's the only thing I'm led to. Do you feel differently? Well, we're back to one of his decisions, a mask mandate. They're fighting it in court. Jonathan Turley on the chances of it going through.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Was bleeding badly and dehydrated. He spent 6 months recovering and was finally able to walk. And now he's ready to be reunited with Sergeant Kelsey. Paws of War launched a fundraising campaign to cover the cost of Duke's flight to the U.S. and his lifetime medical care. They say they're happy to help the mission and hope that many people in the community will want to support Paws of War as well, because they can't do it without the support. We're glad everyone is doing well and Sergeant Kelsey and Duke are together again. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I don't even play a lawyer on TV, so I won't get too much into legal strategy. But what I will tell you is the CDC, obviously, as you noted, called for this extension because they wanted to look at more data. So I think we can all expect they're going to continue to want it. The Department of Justice is just waiting for that kind of final comment to take action in appealing. They said they would appeal. In terms of when they will appeal, I'll leave that to them to speak to.
That was Jen Psaki dancing around the fact that a judge is ruled in Florida, but they quickly had to say a Trump-appointed judge, and it is, of course, Florida, that extending the mask mandate to all public transportation, including planes and trains and buses, is not legal. The CDC overstepped their jurisdiction, so therefore it stopped, and it stopped on Monday. And now the Justice Department, on the urging of the CDC, is taking them to an appeals court. What are the chances of them having success? Let's bring in Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Law professor at George Washington University, Fox News contributor. Jonathan, was this a wise move for the administration, a necessary move?
I'm not too sure it was either wise or necessary, particularly if they're only talking about a brief extension. If they go through all this and then just let the mandate lapse, there'll be a lot of question of why they tried to make this cat walk backwards. You know, this is a strategy that could be costly. You know, there's no question that the CDC has the advantage on appeal because these agencies are given such great deference in how they interpret their regulations. However, the CDC has racked up an impressive line of losses. They lost on the large employer mandate before the Supreme Court. They lost on the moratorium on evictions. They lost in this case on the trial level. And so they could be creating more bad precedent for themselves. But the real question is the powder worth the prize? I mean, the problem is that when they got rid of this rule, people spontaneously broke out in sort of a ding-dong the witch is dead party. And now they're going to have to tell those same people, well, put the masks back on. The witch isn't dead.
The CDC wants to keep the mandate intact, pressing the appeal in the 11th. Now the court case goes to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the 11th Circuit, which will hear the case and has a conservative bent. Does that matter?
Well, it may, because people have been rather unfair to this judge. You know, she is adopting a very textual view of these legal sources. She's saying, look, you've interpreted the word sanitation to include the right to impose a mandate across of all mass transportation. And she says, well, where do you get that authority? I mean, at some point you become a government unto yourself. And she also noted that the CDC basically didn't offer much. You know, she kept on saying, well, why didn't you ask the public? Why didn't you have any notice or comment, period, on this rule? And the CDC said, well, we were just using common sense. And the judge said, well, I can't go by common sense. Where's your authority? So those are issues that a lot of judges would likely agree with her on. So, you know, the CDC has the advantage historically, but that doesn't mean that they're going to win ultimately in this case.
Also, are you worried about, should they be worried about losing because of future things that could be coming down the pike, the next China virus that plagues our shores? They're going to look to implement things, and this will be the precedent people go back to?
Yeah, because the CDC has already created considerable precedent against itself. You know, the Justice Department used to be very leery about pushing these types of cases precisely because they didn't want to bring clarity to these ambiguous questions when the clarity runs against the government. And that's what the Biden administration has done. They keep on losing and building precedent against themselves and future administrations.
So, yeah, I guess we're going to see what's going to happen. The other thing is, I'm just wondering about this new trend of not acknowledging laws that are passed in reverse. Like, for example, the Remain in Mexico clause. I mean, they say LaGuardia, Boston, as well as San Francisco and Philadelphia, in their airports, they're demanding you wear a mask. No one's asked me to wear a mask. The TSA let me go right through yesterday and Tuesday, and they're reversing on Wednesday. I'm looking at the Remain in Mexico. The White House has just ignored that. The Border Patrol was basically given instructions. No one remains in Mexico, just a handful of people. So since when can you pick and choose rulings you're going to adhere to?
Well, there has been a building trend that is really concerning. You know, President Obama told the Congress in the State of the Union that he was simply not going to enforce the immigration laws after they refused to change them, at least as it applied to certain classes of undocumented persons. And we also have seen not just the federal but state attorney generals simply refusing to defend laws. Most recently, the attorney general of Michigan said that she just didn't want to defend an anti-abortion law on the books. And so you literally have a case where all of the parties are against the abortion law, including the attorney general, and nobody's really arguing in favor of a standing law on the books.
Unbelievable. The other big story, and there's a lot, DeSantis versus Disney. Florida voted to strip Disney of their privileged tax and self-governing status by a score of 23-16. It goes to the House, likely to pass there. And then they will, it looks like the Disney will have a move then to try to fight this. Here's what Pam Bondi said about the chances of Disney, if this goes through, which it's expected to, fighting to keep that status, cut 22.
They may challenge it. They will not be successful. They will not be successful. Disney chose to wade into this debate, these liberal elitists, instead of staying in their lane, which is what? Entertaining families, making a lot of money for their shareholders. But instead, they decided to attack the state of Florida. They're the ones who said, we're going to fight this law. We're going to get this law overturned. So they picked this fight, and they're going to lose this fight.
Will they lose this fight?
I'm not sure, because under the Florida law, the local residents affected by the change in the district have a right to reject it. So it's not clear that Disney is going to lose here. What is more interesting is not what the state legislatures are doing, but what shareholders may do. That's why this connects to the Twitter controversy. That is, for years, corporations like Twitter, Disney, have been adopting what are called ESG policies or other woke policies as part of their mission. But shareholders have objected that some of those positions have cost them considerably, particularly with customers. And so these shareholders are saying, look, your obligation is to do what's in the best interest of shareholders, not yourself, not putting your agenda ahead of corporate profits. Well, Twitter is becoming this rallying point for this shareholder revolt, in which you're saying, look, Twitter's board has for years been acting against the interest of the company. They're a communications company against free speech. That's like being an automobile company against cars. Obviously, it has a huge impact, and you can see that on the books. Twitter has not done as well as it could because it's basically written off half the country. It basically has told conservatives that they're not particularly welcome. So the question is, can shareholders go to court? Or can they take action together to say, you're not acting in good faith. You're not carrying forth your fiduciary duty.
Interesting. So we will know this as soon as we understand that they've taken the poison pill and trying to dilute the worth of their shares and stop Elon Musk from buying it. He has not stopped trying to get it. He's trying to maybe team up with some others to make that happen. And there might be another play, and that is somehow organize all those shareholders and get them behind one suit, correct?
Yeah, and I think that he can prevail. You know, they can get away with turning down his first offer, but that was a good offer. If he goes up a little more, if he moves closer to 60 a share, how is Twitter going to be able to justify turning down that type of deal just because they're afraid that free speech might break out on their site? I mean, they're passing around the poison pills rather than allow free speech to break out.
When you think about what's going on, too, with corporate America in particular, going back to the Disney story. So Disney says we're going to do everything we can to overturn this this parental rights bill that Governor DeSantis is fully behind, ready to sign. And that's when it became war. You took a political stance. And remember what happened with the Georgia election law, with all those corporate sponsors dumped out of the All-Star game, and Major League Baseball said, we're not going to be a part of this. We're out of it, too. How was that in the best interest of the shareholders?
Well, it's not. And there's an interesting comparison, because when the NFL or the MLB take these stances, they have almost close to a monopoly. Right? I mean, there's not much of a choice. That's the reason Ford can say you can have any color of car as long as it's black, right? Because you had to get the car from him. Twitter and Disney are not in that position. Now, Disney is unique, but Disney is selling a family product, and they're taking a stance that many of their own employees object to instead of just remaining neutral. Twitter's a communications company that's against free speech. And so those shareholders are in a much stronger position to say, there's no doubt here that you're putting your politics ahead of corporate profits. And keep in mind that Twitter's board has actually very few shares among them. They don't even have much skin in the game.
Yeah, in fact, I thought they had none. I thought that's what Elon Musk said over the weekend.
Yeah, I actually think Musk said it. Also, Jack Dorsey, the former CEO, who is no friend of free speech, said the board is completely dysfunctional. Well, if you're a shareholder, that's not exactly welcoming news from the guy that just left as the CEO and is still a member of the board.
You sound exasperated, Jonathan. Out of all the cases, this really has you beside yourself, because there's a lack of logic here.
It does. It just, what I don't understand is how people can effectively use other people to basically fund their policies. I just prefer corporations to sell products and to leave politics and agendas to their consumers. You know, I really don't, you know, very few of us think that Roger Goodell is a good source for morality or ethics. And so we much prefer that he simply produce football games.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, the problem is, on a micro note, which is probably not a legal note, a lot of this next generation of workers feel as though they want their companies to have this this standard, whether it's environmental or what they deemed as moral or political. And that's what you saw, in my humble opinion, happen with Disney. They had a walkout because of this, and they got mad at their management for not taking a stand for this. So management takes a stand and apologizes for not doing it earlier, not understanding that there would be backlash to that. So I think it's a lot of this generation demanding their managers and the people that hired them be accountable to them.
Well, I think that's true. And also, what all Disney had to say is that, you know, we are very concerned about our, many of our employees find this law to be troubling. We want to make sure that you understand that this is a welcoming place and we will support you, without saying that the corporation itself is going to sail into the middle of this political lane and, you know, take sides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, you're right. There is this trend that companies are now supposed to associate themselves with these positions. But take a look at Twitter. The board of Twitter has made their company synonymous with censorship, and they're in the business of selling communications.
Fire them all. Jonathan Turley, thanks so much. Always great.
Thank you.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I either take calls or find out more to know. I haven't decided yet. Let's see.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
This April, we stand with Stand Up to Cancer in honor of Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month. In 2021, an estimated 66,000 new head and neck cancer cases were diagnosed in the United States. But there is hope. Stand Up to Cancer is funding groundbreaking research in head and neck cancers with the hope of turning all those impacted into long-term survivors. See how Stand Up to Cancer is helping to improve patient outcomes at standuptocancer.org.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Weekly RX with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
The recent report of Bruce Willis's diagnosis of aphasia has many wondering about the diagnosis. Aphasia is a language disorder that affects a person's ability to communicate verbally and in written form. Often, patients have difficulty finding words, speak in short sentences, or use words incorrectly. They can also have difficulty reading and writing. The most common cause of aphasia is following injury to the brain from a stroke, brain tumor, trauma, or other triggers. Symptom onset can be sudden or progressive over time, eventually interfering with day-to-day functions. Some people with aphasia can improve with intense speech and language therapy, as well as brain stimulation. There are no drugs approved to treat aphasia, but there are a few medications being tested. As research for a cure continues, support groups remain important for patients and families dealing with aphasia. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health.
April is Irritable Bowel Syndrome Awareness Month. Commonly referred to as IBS, it's estimated around 10 to 15% of Americans have it. However, many are undiagnosed and don't realize their symptoms are an actual disorder. For most, it's a chronic condition in which people experience issues with abdominal pain or discomfort when it comes to their bowel movements. Depending on the severity, there are many types of treatments, including stress management, drug therapy, pain management techniques, or even keeping a diary to help find factors that worsen or bring on symptoms. This year's theme is Breaking the Stigmas, and the International Foundation for Gastrointestinal Disorders wants to help destigmatize the different types of IBS with social media hashtags, IBS Awareness Month and Life with IBS. The foundation designated the Awareness Month in 1997. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
One could argue that much has been, I was critical of Governor DeSantis, still am, during the height of COVID.
Yeah.
But if you really look at the numbers, Florida actually came out.
He's got a story to tell.
All right, he has a story to tell.
And the economy is strong.
Yeah, that's true. You have to admit that Governor DeSantis is a rock star. And the fact is, he's not warm and fuzzy, and he's not going to go on a Democratic stage. He's going to be like, not like Mitt Romney and turn against certain Republican causes. He's been very strong. And Jared Polis is trying to do the same thing in Colorado and trying to get some attention. It makes me wonder if there's more to know.
More to know.
Wow, this is stunning. Warner Brothers and Discovery is expected to shut down CNN Plus. Chris Licht, the incoming CEO of CNN, remember Jeff Zucker had this great idea to do what we're doing with Fox Nation, sent a memo to staffers Thursday morning about an important meeting. And that meeting's at today, now, at which time they're supposed to learn that CNN Plus is done. I mean, seeing Jake Tapper in a jean shirt reading books, who would think that that was going to be successful?
Come on, admit it. You subscribed just for that.
I heard
it's a tight shirt.
It's a tight shirt. I also think they have the same people that are getting mediocre, if terrible, ratings on CNN Plus. So no one thought this out. So I wonder how Chris Wallace feels.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when he's hearing this news.
He was their big get. Next, Mike Tyson seemed to lose his cool on a plane. A witness on the plane says he and a friend were boarding Tyson's flight. The legend was initially cool with him and with the other passengers. And the witness tells TMZ Mike took a selfie with the guy and then was patient when he was overly excited, who kept trying to talk to Mike. Eventually, though, we're told Tyson had enough of the guy behind him and told him to chill. When the guy didn't, that's when the witness says Tyson started to throw several punches at the man's face. The man who was punched received medical attention and then went to the police.
I heard, though, that Tyson didn't even knock him out. Like, wouldn't you think Tyson would knock out a civilian?
That is not the point of the story.
It's an interesting question, though.
Obviously, that's going to be his defense. You're a lawyer. That's his defense.
I punched him, but I didn't knock
him out. I just wanted to give him a concussion.
I showed some self-restraint, Your Honor.
As I'm reading the story, don't you know how it's going to end? You kept bothering Mike Tyson. You know how that story's going to end, unless you're Lennox Lewis. Next, the best major U.S. airlines have been ranked. Number 11, Southwest. Number 10, American? I don't have a problem with American. Number 9, JetBlue, who should stop flying. What are they doing? Canceling flights, delaying you 6 hours. Frontier, United Airlines. Frontier is an interesting airline because you kind of meet them in the middle of the tarmac. They don't really have a terminal.
Well, do you see Spirit's number 5? They beat out United, which
How could Spirit be above American? Envoy Air? Isn't that a private firm? Alaska Airlines, that's not going to come in handy for me. Delta's number 1, Hawaiian Airlines, number 2. This was done by Wallet Hub, compared to 9 largest airlines with 2 regional carriers that have at least 1% domestic scheduled. Next, Elon Musk rips Netflix for being too woke and making it unwatchable as shares nosedive. We don't have time to play this out, do we? I didn't think so. So Musk continued to rip Netflix. Their shares are down 20% for the first time in 10 years. By Wednesday morning, the market opened. Netflix shares were down 27%. Maybe I think people have just got too many choices when it comes to streaming. We don't like a lot of their stuff.
Agreed. They're the most expensive out of all the streamers.
Right. And know what people are doing? Don't tell anybody, but they're sharing passwords. Keep it between.
No way.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Wedding and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Wedding is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Russian forces attacked a steel plant in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, where thousands of troops and civilians are hiding.
The move was an attempt by Russian forces to eliminate the last pocket of resistance in the strategic southeastern city. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said despite the attack, the Ukrainian forces at the plant are putting up a fight. Our defenders are holding on and despite a very difficult situation are managing to counterattack. Ukrainian officials have estimated that about 2,000 of their troops are inside the plant, along with around 1,000 civilians sheltering the facility's underground tunnels. I'm Karen Shamas.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. should reconsider its involvement with the United Nations, given how far the world body has drifted from its original purpose.
I think it's just fundamentally broken, and we've seen that here, too. We've seen dozens of nations abstain from deciding which side of the fight to be on at the UN.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, the former Secretary of State says the world body was less than stellar in its response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
They're followed from World War II. We now have the Russia attacking a European nation. It is broken, and I think our continued involvement there ought to be reconsidered.
Japan's formally revoked Russia's most favored nation trade status over its invasion of Ukraine. Tokyo's stepping up sanctions amid revelations of the Russian military's widespread atrocities against civilians. The move is the latest part of sanction measures that Prime Minister Kishida Fumio announced last month and also included a decision to expel 8 Russian diplomats and trade officials. Mexican workers have voted yet again for an independent union, this time in a city where border assembly plants have been largely dominated by old guard unions. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A huge loss and embarrassment for CNN.
There have been epic business failures over the years. The Edsel, New Coke, DeLorean sports cars, and now, add to the list, CNN Plus streaming service. The news network's subscription offering hadn't even been operating a month before Warner Brothers Discovery announced this week it would be shutting down April 30th. More than 300 people had been hired for CNN Plus, which was in development 2 years. CNN expected to absorb some of those jobs, but there will be layoffs. The company spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the project. Jason Walker reporting.
Sunday birthdays include actor Shirley MacLaine, who turns 88. Singers, director, actor Barbara Streisand turns 80. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Two executions were planned this week.
Texas' Owen Button was executed at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He was condemned for the June 1990 fatal shooting of Officer James Irby. But in Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee called off what was to have been the state's first execution since the start of the pandemic, granting a temporary reprieve to the oldest inmate on death row for what was called an oversight in preparations for the lethal injection. John Scott reporting.
On the talk shows this week, ABC's This Week welcomes Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Olga Stefanchina, and the NBC's Meet the Press has Senators Elizabeth Warren and Roy Blunt behind the mics, as well as Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Makarova. CBS's Face the Nation has Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal and Christine Lagarde, the President of the European Central Bank. Fox News Sunday, Representatives Henry Cuellar and Michael McCall of Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from 48th and 6th, heard around the country, heard around the world, and hopefully being picked up in the Ukraine as we continue to monitor that situation. This hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Nicole Sapphire as well as Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne. He's got great insight on just about everything, and he's also filling in for Neil a lot, so he's all over both channels quite often. In fact, he was on Fox and Friends this morning. We'll be taking your calls. Also, if you prefer to write, get a ton of emails, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments, and we'll keep up to what's happening as the news breaks across the country. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. What we would tell you this morning is that we still assess that Mariupol is contested, that it hasn't been taken by the Russians, and that there's still an active Ukrainian resistance. So they continue to fight for that city.
Yeah, there you go, John Kirby. Russia is desperate for a May 9th victory. because they have that big day to celebrate, their victory day. So they want to say that they won at Mariupol. Let's hope the Russian people and the world realize there's no victory in what they're doing to Ukraine. It's a colossal mistake, and Vladimir Putin is a modern-day Stalin and Hitler.
Number two.
In the past, I was the lonely voice on this, but now we got Democratic senators, Democratic members of Congress that are not only looking at the P for policy, but they're also looking at the P for politics. This is not good for Democrats in November.
Yeah, and it's not good for the country. I don't really want to sidetrack you with that. Disaster. Even the Dems can recognize it. The crashing of our southern border, which is about to become a multiple country invasion should Title 42 go away May 23rd. And Democratic senators and House members are rallying the president to stop the repeal process. Does the president even know what that process is?
Number one.
People have wanted to deal with the special district for decades, but Disney had the political power to prevent it for decades. What's changed is by trying to bring California values to Florida, Floridians have said, all right, you're a guest in our state. Maybe you don't deserve those special privileges anymore.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Just a signature way. That's how close Republicans are to winning their battle against the corporate woke culture and the radicals that force it on all of us. Governor DeSantis clapping back at Disney as they attack parental rights. They got the will to win. He's showing other Republican governors how to push back and corporations how to have steel in their spine and not kowtow to a small minority of people who may want you to be politically correct and green-oriented instead of worrying about profits and success and the survival of a company. And that's why this CEO has got to be fired at Disney. They got to bring back Bob Iger or somebody else competent that's going to sit down with the governor who can be reasonable and is reasonable and say, this is our way forward. But with this guy, I don't see it. I don't see how it's even possible. Meanwhile, here is what happened yesterday is the House did what the Senate did on Thursday, on Wednesday, and that is pass the repeal of Disney's autonomous process. They were essentially allowed to be their own country within a state. That goes away. Here's Chris Sprawls, the Florida Speaker of the House. And the loss that may come into and the loss may come into the state in terms of tax revenue. Cut to.
You know, after they came out and said what they said, and I agree with you completely, the statements were just totally outrageous. They misled Floridians. They misled Americans about what the Florida legislature did to protect kids in kindergarten through third grade. We started looking at those taxing districts, and today we acted, affirmatively to make sure that in the next year that they will expire.
So this is what Steve Cahill says at Wells Fargo. The impact on Disney is more symbolic than real money. Disney stock price fell on Thursday, ending the day at down 2.3%. Florida has hundreds of similar special tax districts that would be left in place. One covers the Villages, a huge senior level home, we know that. Another covers Daytona Speedway, we know that. But Disney, by far the biggest. They got six theme parks, outdoor shopping, 220-acre baseball, soccer, volleyball, lacrosse, baseball, and a huge complex. I've been there multiple times. 18 Disney-owned hotels, 24,000 rooms. Disney has a bus fleet that rivals that of the city of St. Louis. So Charles Payne joins me now. Hey, Charles, Steve Cahill of Wells Fargo, as I was just telling our audience, said this is more symbolic in terms of a loss for Disney. Do you agree with that?
Listen, it's a gargantuan company. So it might be symbolic, but I think anyone who dismisses this is making a mistake, particularly Disney's management, because Disney is one of the worst performers. It's the worst performer in the Dow Jones Industrial Average this year, stock. It's getting crushed. It has been getting crushed for well over a year.
Why?
They're not making it. They're not doing well.
Disney Plus, all their products,
everything.
Their amusement parks.
I got to tell you, I watched a Disney movie with my 9-year-old granddaughter on I think it was Saturday or Sunday. The Red Panda. There was so much innuendo in there that made me just really bothered me a lot. I didn't say anything, obviously. She's 9 years old. I don't want to bring great attention to it. But I hate what they're doing. You know, these planting these seeds and watering them. It used to be about fun.
Right.
Or universal messages of good versus bad, good versus evil. You know, this message like, hey, the love and approval of your friends should supersede that of your parents. That's not Disney's job.
I didn't think so.
So Netflix is the worst performing stock this year. Disney's right up there with them. And they both have that in common. You know, I think they're going down a path where you're a content provider. And believe me, people need – I think you get to the point where you think anything you put out, people will buy because you put your name on it. Well, you're learning the hard way. That's not true.
A couple of things. You know, looking back last night and doing – I was doing primetime last night. We wanted to put in perspective all these culture wars and how much they're costing. Did you realize in 2016, do you remember what happened with the governor there? McCrory, he came out and said, I believe men should use the men's room, women should use the women's room, mm-hmm. and how your birth certificate reads. They lost something like $5 billion in the state when the All-Star Game pulls out and all these other companies refuse to expand.
Right.
Do you believe that this could be a turning point, that maybe this Governor Ron DeSantis is saying, hey, corporations, put some steel in your spine, do what's right, and stop panicking when people start being politically correct around you?
I hope it is. I'm not 100% sure because, again, we always look through this through the U.S.-centric lens.
Yeah.
You know, these are multinational companies. They start to make more money outside of America than in America. Their growth is greater outside of America than in America. And so for them, what they might lose here doesn't matter as much because they can pick it up somewhere else.
Internationally.
You know, for instance, Nike, they're saturated in America. They obviously were their biggest market, but they're not going to grow this market. They're going to continue to grow the China market. So who do they appease? China.
In fact, the quote was, we consider ourselves a China company.
Right.
Which is unbelievable.
Right. So Netflix, same thing. They peaked out here. Facebook peaked out here. A lot of these large corporations that are in the midst of this of these woke cultural wars, you'll notice their businesses have peaked in America.
So, yeah, I guess look out for the final product on that. But a couple of things that are also going on. I had a chance to go out with the CEO of Ford to look at this new Lightning, mm-hmm. which is their Ford pickup. It's Lightning. It's all and it's also self-driving. It's going to roll out in a few weeks. They have 200,000 reservations. He just says that nothing's really been done in terms of bringing back supply chain here. He goes, "You want our medicines? It's still over there. You know, you want a lot of our products? It's still over there." I told him about rare earth and batteries. He's like, "Yeah, I need help from the government on this. We have to have all medical supplies, all the pharmaceuticals. It's still over there. Nothing has really changed. And if you want to square off with China, China is trying to work in a way in which they don't need our market. Are we also aware that we need China to make our stuff soon? How soon do we see a national movement to nationalize a lot of these products?"
You know, I would have thought it would have been really big last year and the year before when we were waiting for medicines to come from China and Americans were dying. By the way, on things that we actually discovered, you know, we put together people who, you know, work in American companies, but we decided to offshore the manufacturing of these drugs and protective equipment. And this is where I come into a lot of beef with my orthodox conservative economists. And some of the things like Ricardo and Adam Smith and this notion that if some company or country wants to provide something for you at a cheaper price, take it. I just think it's nonsensical because there are ways that it costs that aren't always easy to put in a numeric formula. When push comes to shove, it's too late. When it becomes obviously that even from a numeric point of view, it was a dumb idea, but it's too late to turn it back. And I was hoping that maybe that would be the time. What we have seen is a less reliance on China, more Vietnam, maybe some Mexico. But we need to bring all that stuff back here. And by the way, rare earth isn't rare. It's just that it's difficult
lithium,
to mine.
Nickel.
But some of the other stuff, right, isn't really that rare per se. It's just hard to mine. It's dangerous. And we say, what the hell? Let China do it. We don't want to put up with that. Ironically, just this week, though, last week, President Biden reinstated more hurdles toward getting the very stuff that he said three weeks ago we would do. We'd be leaders in electric vehicles and materials. He actually has made it harder once again to actually get the extract
that
from there.
I missed that. Why? What happened? He's got new permitting?
Yeah, he reversed a lot of things that President Trump had put into place to speed up manufacturing. You know, it's just really a bureaucracy, layers of red tape, and an ode to the climate change agenda.
couple of things. We were discussing this on the couch today on Fox and Friends, but Hawk Newsom came on with Bill and Dana yesterday, and he is could not be more negative on Democratic Mayor, former Cap Police Captain Eric Adams. Here he is, cut 32.
Let's get back to Eric Adams, this mayor who spews, who is a Democrat, but he spews conservative and Republican talking points. At the end of the day, we have a name for someone like this, and this is someone we call a right? Because of, he's a black man, and he's a white man in blackface, and a very conservative-minded white man at that. So what we have is a man with hundreds of people on the city's payroll, billions of dollars in budget, and 40,000 police officers. He has 10 victims in one night. The night before, he had 16 shooting victims on a train. And they say, what are you going to do about policing? And he says, what about BLM? Is America not smart enough to see him deflecting?
Because he came out, just so everyone should know, he brought up BLM because he was really struck that there were shootings in the Bronx and Brooklyn. In the middle of the night, he says, I was there, black kids shooting other black kids. And he goes, where's BLM condemning this?
Right.
Your thoughts about his thoughts.
Well, it's always despicable to hear one black man call another black man a coon. It's so ignorant. And also the notion that somehow being conservative is being anti-black. These folks are perpetuating this sort of urban myth that has yielded zero, nothing but generation after generation of broken dreams, broken promises, zero.
Since the 60s.
You can get the black vote by promising higher minimum wage. You can get the black vote by promising more housing projects. You can let the president of the United States get up there and blow smoke by saying, oh, we took so many kids off of poverty. You know what poverty is in this country? A family of four is $26,500. So essentially they're saying, hey, we did some programs and the average family went from $26,300 to $27,000. You can let someone call that an achievement. You're still in poverty. That's just an artificial line. You know, it means nothing. Your life has not changed. Your mom's life didn't change. Your grandmother's life didn't change. Your great-grandmother, nothing is changing. People are coming here from all over the world and being extraordinarily successful. All over the world. America is still the most amazing country in the world for creating prosperity. We are not participating in that. Less than 10 black CEOs in the Fortune 500. Less than 10 blacks people are Fortune 500 CEOs.
Why
Check
is
out
that?
How many,
Why is that?
There's a lot of reasons for it. It's not just one reason, but I think a big contributing factor is we're not grooming ourselves. We're allowing progressives to give our kids watered-down educations. So that when you graduate from, say, New York City high school,
right,
you're 3 years behind your white counterpart. You're 5 years behind your Asian counterpart. So which one of us has the best chance of becoming a CEO in 20 years?
Well, one of those top two groups.
Right, yeah. Right. And I say kudos to Asians, right? They're dominating. I look at all these annual reports and I look at all they're doing amazing.
And
CEOs
of everything. And the answer is to limit their admission into the leading schools.
Yeah, I know. The CEOs of everything. You got to tip your hat to them. But we were like that. We used to have much more respect for family, religion, God, a lot more accountability. I mean, my grandparents owned a farm in Alabama and you just could imagine at the time they owned it, how hard it was for a black family to have their own farm. They didn't have running water. They didn't have electricity, but they raised their kids. They did an amazing job. It was all about self-reliance. Everyone had a role. Everyone busted their you-know-what. And there was accountability. There were no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Faustian deal that we have bought into. And it gets worse and worse every generation, not better. And what's scary about it is now that we're moving to this new world, this new paradigm, right? Industrial Revolution 4.0.
Guaranteed income.
Well, that's the trade-off. In other words, there's going to be so many things, the metaverse, artificial intelligence, robots, flying taxi, robocars, some of the things you just talked about from Ford. They're presenting an amazing opportunity, but you got to have specific skills for them. You don't need to go necessarily 4-year college, but you do have to have specific skills. Whereas before, with the great migration of blacks from the South to the North, you can go up there and General Motors will show you how to work on the line. And you can get an amazing job, great benefits, send your kids to college, and own a home. So the trade-off that the progressives and Democrats are offering now to blacks and Hispanics are, we're not going to give your kids the education to participate in the Industrial Revolution 4.0, but we will give you universal basic income.
It's a bad deal, and we've got to start offering it.
It sucks. It's bad. It's awful. And anyone who protects that by calling another black man a coon is a damn fool.
Charles Payne, thanks so much. We'll see you 2 and 3 on FBN.
Are you self-employed or a real estate investor looking for a mortgage? It can be frustrating qualifying with most mortgage lenders, but it doesn't have to be, thanks to Cash Call Mortgage. At Cash Call Mortgage, we use alternative methods to qualify people for mortgage loans, bank statements to qualify self-employed borrowers, and lease agreements to qualify real estate investors. And no W-2s or tax returns are required. We don't charge any lender fees and no broker fees. If you're being turned down for a home loan because you're self-employed or a real estate investor, call Cash Call Mortgage for your free quote. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-639-0889. 800-639-0889. 800-639-0889.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act license number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. These loans may have higher interest rate, more points, and or more fees than a full documentation loan.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it?
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 9-year-old boy in Idaho that wanted to raise money for the Humane Society makes today's Dean's List. It started 2 years ago when Ben Miller decided he was going to hold a lemonade sale to help pets in need of a home. The first sale raised $200. The second one brought in $600, and each time Ben would have a lemonade stand, he'd make even more. This time around, social media got involved, and folks in his hometown lined up. Ben says he wants to donate money to give the animals supplies and food to help keep them happy. Ben's mom, Amy, says he's always had a heart for animals. He loves dogs, but cats are his favorite.
They're very nice and very friendly with the humans.
He loves reptiles, dogs, but cats are his favorite. He would have spent every dollar of that money here adopting every cat.
Good job, Ben. Your love for animals and raising money to help them puts you on today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the latest celebrity to be revealed on Fox's The Masked Singer. Dog the Bounty Hunter, a.k.a. Dwayne Chapman, is the armadillo.
You can't see, you can't walk, you can't, you know, you can smell, but what? The lights? I mean, you, once in a while a light will flash through. So you really have to go out there and rely on your hidden talent.
Have you watched some of the performances back now? And what do you think if you have?
When I do a show, I always, you know, usually in on cutting it. And I go in the other room because I can't watch myself. Years ago, Martin Sheen told me, said, oh, don't watch yourself, worry more about the commercials. I'm like, all right. So it's like a phobia, yeah. So to see me but not being me, I'm like, whoa.
He did enjoy giving hints along the way.
For a living, I chase clues. So be the clue lever, I loved it. So everything we said was strategic.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated.
Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
You're interested in it?
Brian's talking about it.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I do think there is ultimately going to be a negotiated solution here. There might be a frozen conflict is kind of the term that's used. The model that I have in my mind is to look at 1939 at the invasion of Finland by the Soviet Union. Stalin's tanks roll in there. The Finns fight them to a standstill in what's called the Winter War. Google Winter War Finland 1939. And how did that end? Finland gave up about 10% of their territory, but they sailed on as an independent sovereign state. They blunted the Soviet advances. I think there's an outline of a deal there, but it's going to be months in coming, and we've got to bleed Vladimir Putin more than we have so far. Go after the money.
Yeah, with sanctions-wise, but he is bleeding. I mean, he lost anywhere between 10 and 20 commanders from naval to army. Number two, he has lost about 20,000 of his soldiers, more likely more. And the prestige he's lost and the fear people have the Russian army is virtually gone now as they get their butts kicked every time they square off with the Ukrainians. But they do have more people, more resources. They don't have to depend on outside help. My hope is that people like Janet Yellen pipe down and continue to push forward on sanctions. It stops most of Europe from getting almost all Russian oil and gas and coal, for that matter. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come back. COVID-19, wear the mask or not. Dr. Cole Sapphire.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami, bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
To take interest rate hikes that could slow down the economy and slow down job creation to really constrain the inflation.
Former Tennessee Democratic Congressman Harold Ford Jr., also co-host of The Five.
What is it that Democrats can be doing? I think a few things. One, repurpose some of the money that was allocated for COVID reaction and response. It has not been spent. To reallocate that to restaurateurs and small businesses and middle-class families.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
When it comes to mask mandates, they're there because people just aren't great people. And that's just the bottom line. Americans just aren't great to each other. We just aren't. And so when it comes to things like flying, the mask mandate is supposed to be lifted April 18th. I don't want to get on a plane with super spreaders. I don't want to get on a plane with 214 other people that are going to be breathing on me with their COVID breath. I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want it. I want the mask. I think that we relied upon personal responsibility and people were irresponsible. Responsible, leading to the mandates, right? We want people to be better than they are. And that's just the bottom line. We cannot necessarily rely on people to protect their fellow man.
That is some of the stylings of The View. Feeling that getting rid of these mask mandates are a big mistake. Yes, let's leave them on as long as possible. Let's never see each other's faces. Let's do it. The pandemic, to me, we're in the back end of it, but I have Dr. Nicole Sapphire here. She's getting set to host Outnumbered in 90 minutes. She's going to be on the couch for an hour, but first she's doing a house call right here on the 15th floor. Dr. Sapphire, how do you feel about those doctors on The View?
You know, Brian, you know, we just heard Charles refer to Faust and the Faustian effect. Well, I refer to the hyperbole that we're hearing from The View and elsewhere as the Faustian effect. Because what happened? Initially in the pandemic, you had some restrictions in place. We had no idea what was going on. We didn't know about the virus. There was no community immunity. We couldn't test. We didn't have treatments. We didn't have vaccines. Well, so here we go. 2 years into it, some of these mandates and restrictions stayed, even though we had science and data showing either they didn't work or we had nothing declaring that they did or did not work. And that has to go with the masking. So community masking, the majority of studies show that there is no change in case transmissions, hospitalizations, and deaths, whether there were mask mandates or not. And then even some very small studies showed, okay, if you had high-quality masks, there was maybe a very small difference, but that's not what we're seeing here. We don't have high-quality masks going on. And then you talk about the airline mask mandate, which is crazy. The Department of Defense, about 2 years ago, put out a study showing 99% of aerosolized particles were filtered out of those high-grade HEPA filtration systems. Now, that doesn't take into account the droplets and other things. I get it. You still have risk of being on an airplane, of getting SARS-CoV-2 or being exposed to it, just like colds and flus and everything else we've always traveled with before. This is about my health, my choice. People who want to continue wearing good quality, well-fitting masks, they should absolutely do that. If they don't want to travel, don't travel. I don't care. You do you. But here we are, over 95% of the population has some level of immunity. We have an ability to test, and we have ample treatments. At this point, it is time to move forward with this pandemic.
And are you surprised? I know this gets into the political thing, but the Department of Justice, the CDC asked the Department of Justice to appeal this decision because they're concerned about not only this, but their power on the next pandemic, the next medical emergency.
Listen, masking should not have been as divisive as it was. It should not be political. It should be scientific. Unfortunately, the CDC has failed us immensely that they have not actually put out any randomized controlled trials for people wearing masks on airplanes. So they didn't prove it or even disprove it. We're just doing it because. And even you saw the CDC statement this week. They said, we're asking them to appeal it to maintain the authority of the CDC. It's like, hold the phone. There were no references about why they should have masks, why this will save lives, or what this will do for the betterment of the country. They just said to maintain the authority just because.
That's a great point because that did slip by me. And this is a judge. The minute the judge in Florida made that decision, they go, Trump judge. Well, that's a Trump judge. She's very young. And in Florida, they're crazy. They're into freedom. So that's it. I go, wait a second. You just marginalized a accomplished woman's decision, and now it's going to go to another court, I think the 10th district, which I think, or 11th, and they say it's very conservative, and the next step would be the Supreme Court. In the meantime, Philadelphia, San Francisco, to a degree, New York, LaGuardia Airport, I've said, okay, you're going to mask up on the inside. I think Long Island Railroad, they don't enforce it, thankfully. I was in LaGuardia. They didn't enforce it. So it's haphazard again across the country.
Meanwhile, if we continue to appeal it on these different circuits and then up to the Supreme Court, the mask mandate would have expired by then anyway. It's just complete lack or waste of resources, and taxpayer dollars. But the precedent is, what does this mean for future emergencies? And I can tell you, because there has been such a fumbling from the CDC, the FDA, the NIH throughout this pandemic, they're going to have a really difficult time getting Americans to listen to them again because they continue to have recommendations that do not actually follow the science. That is so sad that the term science has become a fictitious term.
It is. I believe, Dr. Sapphire, that it would be the exact opposite if Donald Trump had won 4 more years. It would have been, the vaccine doesn't work. How come I took the vaccine, took 2 shots? Donald Trump rushed this vaccine. It wasn't ready. Now, President Biden says vaccine is the only way. And that's for every Democrat seems to be saying that. Republicans are more skeptical on that. And when it comes to therapeutics, I don't understand the reluctance to using the warp speed model in therapeutics. We came up with them, I believe, in November. We don't have them mass produced because we didn't take the so-called risk and invest in the product before it was actually proven through the studies.
Well, you know, I do think that we'd be in a different place if Trump were president right now, mainly because of the messaging that would coming out. When the vaccines first came out, the data that was shown by Pfizer and Moderna was that the vaccine had over 90% ability to prevent transmission and keep you out of the hospital and prevent death. Great. Well, we only had 3 weeks of data. So in that 3 weeks, it did a great job of doing that. Really quickly, we realized, you know, the vaccine is still good at preventing severe illness. However, it doesn't do anything when it comes to transmitting the virus. Maybe there's a nominal decrease, but that's about it. That is when the CDC, Dr. Fauci, and every other talking head should have said, okay, our talking points are changing. This vaccine is not about preventing transmission. It's about saving lives. That's really always been what the flu shot has been about. But unfortunately, they didn't do that. So all of a sudden, it looks like the vaccines are failing, and they are failing to prevent transmission. The moment that happened, that is when the mandates should have gone away. That is when this vaccine is to help you, to keep you out of the hospital, and it should have been a conversation between patients and doctors. But instead, they push forward with their talking points, which is how they lost public trust. And there has been consequences because they neglected all the science that came out of elsewhere in the world, because the United States didn't do any of our own studies, showing that there are side effects, specifically in younger people, when it comes to some of these vaccines. And they continued to neglect natural immunity. And maybe some of those younger people who had natural immunity didn't need to get vaccinated. Maybe they wouldn't have side effects. But unfortunately, they were way too rigid, way too black and white, and they've lost complete trust when it comes to the American people.
Should we not call these vaccines and call them shots? I mean, you said flu shot, not flu vaccine, because you got to get a different one every year.
Well, that's right. And honestly, we're talking semantics at this point. And you can say that the whole goal of large vaccination campaigns is to eradicate a pathogen. But we know at this point, SARS-CoV-2 is not being eradicated by these vaccines. So should it be called something else? Should it be more of not necessarily a treatment, but a preventative measure, just like lose weight so you decrease your risk of a lot of medical illnesses? Yeah. Absolutely. And maybe it should be. But you're going to have a really hard time getting CDC, FDA, and Fauci to change their mindset, because they have just been on this this train that it didn't matter what stood in their way. Science, data, it didn't matter. They just kept going with their talking point.
When we come back, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, we'll talk about the Chinese method of handling the vaccine. It is brutal. I don't know if you've seen this video, but only getting worse. And by the way, you're still going to be outnumbered, right?
Yes, sir.
She's going to be outnumbered in less than 2 hours. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 4131083. Not licensed in all states including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
Kerry, can you make sure it is cleaned up?
Restaurant Week has Sanjay's tables jam-packed.
Can somebody please refill the...
He needs more servers to keep these new customers coming back.
Let's keep these tables turning as fast as possible, okay? Gonna need to hustle.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DynaVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DynaVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DynaVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind, plus Every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
There's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy here, which I think is the real story. I mean, they were relentless for the entirety of the Trump administration, accusing us of politicizing the public health agencies. But here we have now an administration who day in and day out make decisions not based on science and data. They said Biden was going to follow the science. When it comes to this mask mandate, they don't have the science, they don't have the data, and they also don't have the law. This judge that struck it down was exactly right. You can't have the same agency, the CDC, looking at the same science at the same time, and on one hand saying this COVID is so such a dire emergency that they're going to skip the rulemaking process to require every American who travels by airplane to put on a mask, to require millions of Americans to have a vaccine, even if it's against their will, because COVID's such an emergency. But on the other hand, say, you know what, when it comes to the border, when it comes to Title 42, you know what, COVID's not that bad.
So that is, that's kind of an abrupt end, but that is Brian Harrison. That is Brian Harrison. He was on Fox News yesterday. He's the HHS chief of staff under Trump. So he's saying the big difference in the way it's being done. And this is what drives Dr. Sapphire nuts, is because the medicine is being bastardized and politicized, and it's hard for you to get your message out. Instead of people saying, well, I wonder what angle she's coming from. People used to take doctors at their word. Now people are saying, what channel are they on? What do they want to achieve? And what point are they trying to make, as opposed to, My objective is just to treat people and keep them safe.
Well, unfortunately, I can tell you that, I mean, watching it myself evolve over the last 2 years is that, you know, physicians are not going solely on the science or on the data themselves. I mean, I can tell you when it comes to my profession, early cancer detection, diagnosis, and treatment, it is all data driven. For the 99.9%. And so most people are in line with our recommendations and our viewpoints on that. But unfortunately, when it has come to COVID, things have just become so politicized that it is not the same. People are not referring to studies. And if they are, they're picking and choosing which ones they want to see. It's not the collective. I mean, the CDC has put out a few of their own papers in their own little journal, because goodness knows, if they were to try and get it in some other peer-reviewed journal, it wouldn't pass the sniff test, because it is so poorly done, so poorly designed. But some people really hold on to that because, it came out of CDC, and the CDC is the holy grail of public health. And I'll tell you, pre-COVID, I had a lot more trust in their ability to collect data and to put forth recommendations. But unfortunately, now they're only looking at their own botched data, and they're not taking the collective. They're not looking at some of the masking studies and the studies on vaccines and others elsewhere. I mean, throughout the world, we have just failed when it has come to really collecting data and putting together good research, and it has really polarized physicians as well.
From what you know, we have the best vaccines. Would you say that's a fact?
Undoubtedly, the mRNA vaccines have done the best in terms of reducing severe illness, hospitalizations, and death.
Better than what you've seen. I don't know if you've looked at the Chinese vaccine or the Russian vaccine.
Sure. Well, it's really hard to say because while we can say what they give us regarding information, they're not necessarily forthcoming or honest with a lot of that information. So I can tell you by looking at the traditional viruses, the adenoviruses, the virus vectors and others, which are what China and Russia are using. You know, we're comparing the mRNA to like J&J. We do can see that the mRNA is still having a better ability. Now, the Chinese said that they were going to put out their own mRNA vaccine, but they still have not yet, as far as we know.
So look at what the Chinese are doing. You must be horrified. They've locked down 25 million people, forgot to feed them. If you go out, you're going to be arrested. If your six-year-old tests positive, they take the six-year-old away and keep them separately with a bunch of other kids in some type of huge hallway. And they basically shut down an entire city. Forget about what it's going to do economically. They believe zero COVID is their goal. They are actually arresting mayors that allow some of these viruses to, in their term, get out of control. What is your take when you hear some of that video of them screaming at night for food and water?
The Chinese, the CCP, is treating their civilians, their citizens, the same way Putin is treating Ukrainians, by keeping them locked up and starving them out. And as we as a country and as a globe have seen, COVID, there is no such thing as zero COVID. You cannot get to zero COVID, even with harsh lockdowns. And we have demonstrated ourselves, lockdowns in itself do not work. And that is causing far more damages to those people and the families than COVID really ever would. If they had done what we did and have a larger vaccine campaign about a year ago and targeting it towards the elderly and the nursing homes and the more people who are vulnerable to the virus, they would not have a rise in hospitalizations and deaths as they are likely seeing now. Again, they're not really releasing those numbers, so it doesn't seem like it's bad, but we know it is bad. But they really flubbed when it came to the vaccine campaign because they only believe in lockdowns and they thought zero COVID was an option, and we know it's not.
It's just horrific, and it also shows you, too, everyone kept saying, well, the Chinese did it right. They showed discipline, listened to their leaders. I don't think anybody says that, including the Chinese. This other study, this area of another area of your expertise is cancer. You do it every day, trying to keep people cancer-free and treat them when they aren't. Cancer is a huge breakthrough story that I wanted to pull aside when I knew you were coming on the show. Analysis of thousands of tumors from the NHS. Patients have identified a treasure trove of new clues about the causes of cancer. It's the biggest study of its kind. It came out of Cambridge University Hospitals, and they look at the genomes of more than 12,000 people with cancer. They did it in England. They spotted 58 new patterns of DNA called mutational signatures. Scientists were aware of 51 mutational signatures before this new find. Identifying these signatures allows doctors to look at each patient's tumor and match it to a specific designer treatment and medication. So my cancer might be different than the person down the block's cancer, so why am I getting the same treatment? Is that where we're heading, specific attacks?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. So historically, someone would be diagnosed with cancer, and we would do our best to blast that cancer with toxic chemicals in form of chemotherapy, radiation, just blast it. But in the last decade or two, we have really looked at the genomic makeup of cancer and found the actual mutations, whether it's specific mutations to the cancer, specific mutations to the person's own DNA. We've been able to target that in forms of immunotherapy, and because of that, we are seeing decrease in cancer deaths because of these more targeted therapies in addition to earlier detection. I mean, we are just at the beginning of this. I can tell you in a couple decades from now, we are going to have even more incredible treatments, and I think, you know, we're already seeing it now, but cancer is not the same diagnosis today as it was 20 years ago. A lot of people have been living with cancer for years and decades, and it is almost turning to a chronic illness for people. And the only way that is happening is through some of these targeted immunotherapies.
And do you find that there's enough sharing of something like Cambridge comes up with this new treasure trove of information? How soon till it ends up in a hospital? Your hospital.
Well, unfortunately, we are still seeing a lot of the data mining, and people do not want to actually share a lot of their data. And so it is difficult for big institutions.
Countries or hospitals?
Both. And I can tell you that a lot of money and resources are wasted, in my opinion, because you can have two very large institutions working on the exact same thing, which costs millions and millions of dollars. And it's kind of a race to see who gets their first. In the United States, we are doing much better at sharing that data more collectively with grants, but there is still a lot of international pining of data, and I think if we were to work together as a global entity much better, then we would have a lot more of these answers, treatments, and diagnostics available sooner.
When you hear about advances are made, Is there a pathway for you to go find it? For example, do you have a hierarchy you have to go through in order to pursue a treatment that maybe a patient walks in and says, I just read about this study online. How do you go about pursuing what that patient has come up to you or what you might have heard?
Well, gratefully and thankfully, when people come and say that they are reading about a study online regarding cancer, it tends to come from the hospital that I work at because we are one of the largest cancer centers in the globe and run a lot of the cancer-specific trials. But I can say sometimes it is very difficult, especially if you're trying to get a medication or a treatment that is still in clinical trials. Oftentimes you have to go to that institution to get it. Obviously, insurance and payment can be a barrier as well. So, no, there's still a lot of red tape. But I think that there, especially under the Trump administration, there were some measures put forth and right to try for patients to be able to try some of these medications still in research.
Dr. Sapphire, now you have to focus on outnumbered. You have an hour to prepare. Is that enough time?
I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, I'm always, you know, the odd man out on that couch. Not necessarily the man on the couch, but the odd man out of the couch. But I'll try my best.
Go get him, Dr. Sapphire. Watch you at noon.
Thanks so much.
Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.